Sup, guys? How's it going out there?
Hey,
Seth the Colby Show. We're here. It's Sunday. We are doing a podcast.
Talking
into microphones, saying words, dropping frames.
Dropping frames.
I don't know what was happening there. I started getting way too into like old school talk stuff. So, you know, I see the frames dropping. They're actually not that bad, all things considered, but it still angers me inside.
God.
So we'll just deal with it. It doesn't matter. People don't care to see us. They just want to hear our voices anyway. So
it's not like
they're missing anything.
We're so visual,
but it,
our things that we do.
No, we're not.
Yeah, man.
No, but it's just one of those
How
things.
How could they see me punch you in the face?
Don't do that.
Wow.
Here, let's do it like drop frames, okay? So just like here, let's act. You gotta like actually touch my face, man.
That didn't work.
I think it worked fine.
That didn't work at all.
I think it worked perfectly.
You moved, I didn't. That's not how drop frames works.
Well, drop frames aren't gonna work anyway because we're not, us move.
Yeah, we're not fast enough.
Yeah.
We need to be ninja.
We'd have to turn off the lights.
There you go.
And, you know, that would simulate the frame draws. But, hey, everybody, how you doing? Bon Hobo, good to see you. Taylor, Menace, you guys are all here. How's your Sundays going? Fox Spellcaster, thanks for the host, sir. Appreciate that. I broke the news to Colby that we had officially hit 12 average viewers over 30 days. And the first thing he goes is, even in that weird place where it's got decimals. And I'm like, yep, even in there. And then I think that was the response.
I think I said shit.
Is that what you said?
Something.
I just heard. So it happened. But yeah, guys. So thanks for watching. Keep doing it.
Yeah. Get to 20. We'll do 3 shows.
Oh, man. So how's your week been, man?
It's been cool.
You've been doing anything fun?
Been real cool.
Me and you hung out last night.
Yeah, man.
I drank a lot of liquor. And I had
12 beers.
I don't know what it is, man. Sometimes I'll drink and I'll feel horrible, and then sometimes I'll drink and I'll feel fine. And I don't know. Like, today I feel fine. Like, I'm a little tired because I went to sleep at like 4 a.m. But I feel fine.
My head's a little spacey.
I just don't know. Like, some days I feel death. Like, literal walking death. Like, we've come in here before and done a show after we've hung out, and we've both been dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a show specifically I remember where I think I said, I'm never drinking Fireball again. Actually, I might have just said, I'm never drinking again.
Maybe.
And, of course, that didn't last, obviously, because drinking is next to godliness. But I drank, and I remember I did that show. And I had nothing left after it. Like, I remember right afterwards, I just died.
Yeah.
Like, I could barely bring myself to edit and put it up.
Right.
And it's just like, God, today I don't feel that way.
But today you don't feel that way?
Yeah, and I drank a ton last night. What's that? Yeah, you like the shirt?
Yeah, man, that's a good shirt.
Yeah, I think it's great, except, you know, it's a tiny bit angled. That's an inside joke. The shirt actually looks perfect. It's just...
Yeah, it's a great-looking shirt.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It also, this has been washed probably 4 times.
Look at all those emotes.
Yeah, man. Whoever did those is a really talented guy.
Yeah, man.
You know. And whoever it's based off is a very handsome man. One day I hope to meet him. Even though his hair is, it's the 2010 style. So.
Yeah, it's big.
That's how... But I like this better. I just can't do that anymore.
Right.
Like, this hair... So this hair... looks better in real life than this did.
Mm-hmm.
But this hair looks better in, like, caricatures of me than it does on my real head. It's very confusing.
I've drawn you a couple different times.
Yeah. This is the best looking one so far.
And yeah, it's always with that hair part.
Yeah, man. And I like how you just... My head is literally an oval.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a circle.
Yeah.
It works.
It's very accurate.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you show this to someone, they're going to be like, hey, look. That's Seth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Looks like you. I did a real good job.
Yeah, especially this one where I'm on fire.
You like that one?
I like that. My favorite ones, I think. Well, I like this one. All right. I like that one, like, stylistically. But I think this one's one of my favorites just because I'm burning alive. You know, I think that's fun. You know, Party's really good. I like Party.
Party turned out real well.
Yeah.
I like Head Explosion. I like Fire. I like Scared.
Yeah, Scared is good. Yeah. There's a lot of them on here. That's good. You know, you came for the science acid. Okay, we're gonna get to it. We're gonna
2 + 2 equals uranium.
That's math. And
uranium
science.
Yeah,
it's mayans.
Combined it to both.
Sath. Anyway, we're going to talk.
Peanut, Uranus,
Colby and
Albert,
I
Einstein,
are going to reinvent air conditioning today.
Somehow.
Yep, we're going to figure it out for $3 million. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to meet Richard Branson, and we're going to solve world heat.
World heat.
I guess that's what we'd solve, right?
So is that what he's wanting to do?
Oh, I think it's all about
trying,
the energy.
Are we trying to air condition the world right
now? No, I think he's about... I mean, we'll read the article later.
Okay.
But I think it's about air conditioning uses too much power and it's not very efficient.
Hmm.
So he wants someone to come with a more efficient air conditioner.
That's the thing he's focusing on?
I think so, yeah.
Not making rockets that go into space?
Isn't he doing Virgin Galactic still?
Yeah, I thought so. Well, I haven't heard about it for fucking however long.
I haven't either,
it's
man.
It's been in existence.
No one cares
know.
About Virgin Galactic anymore, man.
Nah, they're all on that SpaceX dick.
I mean, someone's got to be paying for Virgin Galactic.
Yeah, Virgin.
How is Richard Branson rich anyway?
Dude, I don't know, but he owns a fucking island.
Like, when is the
I
one time...
island.
Have you ever seen anything Virgin?
No.
Me either.
No.
I think I saw a Virgin phone in 2006.
Right. Like,
one time.
I don't know what they do.
And I know they have, like, Virgin Airlines.
Yeah.
Right?
I know that one.
But that doesn't actually exist anymore, does it?
Mm-hmm. Not that I... No.
I think that was, like, really trendy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Also, all I hear about the airlines is how much money they have to spend, and they can't make that much money, and blah, blah, blah.
Dude, who the fuck
I just
knows,
don't know.
Man? Telecommunications?
If you had a design,
towers.
If you designed and patented it yourself, you could make way more than $3 million. That's probably true.
That's very true.
That's a great point, mm-hmm. actually. Want to make sure to... What would it take for us to get you two to swap hairstyles? Here's what it'd take. Both of us being dead, buried in the ground. You scalp us. You put my scalp on his scalp and his scalp on my scalp.
Yeah.
Boom. Hairstyle swapped.
I don't think yours on me would be that out of the range
there
for
is,
my haircuts.
There is no amount...
But you to have mine.
I think I said that if I got $50 million, I would do it, and but I would just put a picture of Discord because I'd never come back and stream again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I'm not doing it, so... I'm not doing it.
Jesus.
I think scalping does kill you, for the record. Okay, Ball and Hobo just put in a link that says this amazing Bangladeshi air cooler is made from plastic bottles and uses no electricity.
Mm.
So maybe that guy should just get $3 million.
Maybe it's not scalable.
We're going to talk about air... I'm not ready to get into the details of air conditioning yet.
Yeah.
We got to wake up a little bit. Okay?
Woo!
Okay, don't use all your energy, Matt. Have you finished your energy? Are you even halfway in yet?
No, I barely touched it.
That's why we got to wait. Okay? Doing
I
R pumps and screaming isn't going to help you get more
you
energy.
You don't know. I'm fucking hyped now. I'm up.
Yeah, exactly my thoughts. Yep. Yep. Yep, he used it all. Seth just refuses to let us make him look good.
I'm with J-Bar on that one.
That's just mean.
I'm saying if you got the sides cut down on the sides.
Here's what I'm saying. You could put Brad Pitt's hair on me, and if it's attached to this, no one cares how good I look. Okay?
Yes,
you
could
put
do.
Brad Pitt's head on me.
Stop fat shaming yourself.
To this, no
it's
one's
okay
care.
To be fat. Love yourself.
I'm not
That's
being...
the whole movement right now, man.
J-Bar's the one who said I don't look good.
No, look good, make him look better.
He didn't
I
say better, he said
what
look
he wants
good.
To say.
He said
meant,
look
he
good.
He meant better.
But he said good.
But he meant
he
better.
He said, I know where I'm at. All right, I'm a solid 5. That's the best compliment. That's probably
up,
the best
bro.
Compliment I've ever had. I'm a solid 0, all right? Any improvement, infinital, an infinite improvement percentage-wise. Why are you going to get me all fired up in the first 10 minutes
well,
of the show?
Well, we need to get the fucking energy
this,
up.
This is me right here. Right now, it's me. I don't want to be that.
Is it hot, man?
5 minutes
is
into the
show. Is it hot?
I want to be a 5 minutes.
God.
We originally made this heat emote be on fire emote. I don't even know why. It's because I think we kept... My chat keeps talking about making me hot because I'm clearly ugly and that's all they could talk about. And so they made a Z-Swig. I talked about being a model and how I'd be hot.
Mm.
Chat thought it'd be funny to make me on fire instead.
Oh.
But then it's actually, like, made its way into just being from rage
mm-hmm.
to this step.
Oh.
So it's actually being more angry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. That's like murder you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get there, you know, okay, Paris Hilton. I'd rather be ugly and have her money. If I need to do the sex tape, I'd do it. I'd go scene for scene with whatever she did to make those monies, okay? I don't care. All right, that's what I'm more interested in. Not having a haircut. all right, I'm interested in the dollar bills, y'all. And no one's going to come in here and be like, wow, this guy's sexy. Here's more money. All right?
You never know, man.
All right. If you want me, really, this is what we should do. If I want to be the best broadcaster I can be, this is the show now. This is the show we should have been doing the entire time. I don't know why I decided that we should take this clearly superior podcast content and do one thing to ruin it all at our faces. You know how much better it is when our podcast is theater of the mind? We could do so many more bits. We could talk about things that don't exist. We could bring in strippers.
Yeah.
And we don't really have to have strippers here. They can't prove we don't have them, just very like true. We can't prove we do, because this is what the podcast should be. Yeah. The people who are listening on iTunes right now, they get the same experience that the people who are on Twitch right now are getting. It's just our voices put into their face.
That's true.
And this is a superior podcast and product. How will we know when Colby gets a haircut? We'll just tell you. Actually, he's getting a haircut on the show right now.
That's happening.
We're bringing in his barber. Hey, barber, come in here, dudes. Hey, what's up, man? What's your barber's name?
I don't know. It's a really weird name, man. I honestly, he told me it once. I never asked again, and
what's up, Oni? We're doing a camless podcast right now to improve the quality and the donorships or something. So, but yeah, man, I mean, I don't have them anymore, but we could do this.
Kano?
We could do this. We don't want you to see our faces, Oni. It's disturbing. See, look. Don't you wish we would have gone away? Do you want this? Is this what you want? See, it's better. It's better now. Hold on.
Kano Agosto, man.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Kano.
Kano.
Kano. All right. Well, we're going to bring him in here real quick. Let's go ahead and I think he's outside, and we're waiting for him to come in and cut his hair.
All his equipment in.
Yep. We gotta make sure, you know, that he's coming in. All right, hey Kano, how you doing, man? Oh, hey, what's up, SA? It's me, Kano. I'm here to cut Colby's hair. Yeah, Kano, what is you and Colby's relationship like? Oh, it's pretty good, Colby. Good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, I know my hair's getting
long. Yeah, well, let's just get this shaved, shall we? Let's just go ahead and let's just get these clippers turned on, and the sound effects not working. Oh, I wasn't prepared for this. Let's try. How about work now? It's not working now. Okay, hold on. It says awkward chat. Hold the phone. Okay, if I had some time to get this ready, this would have been great.
This has failed miserably.
Kano, I'm sorry. The show is usually more put together than this, but, you know, chat's been roasting us all morning. We're a little out of sorts. Oh, it's no problem, homeboy. It's fine. It's fine. We can, you know, it's fine. How about now? No.
How is that computer even plugged into the board?
It's plugged right into it.
How? I don't think it is.
Through the magic of sadness.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
It definitely. Oh, you know what? I was on the wrong button. I'm an idiot. How about now? Okay, I'm going to cut your hair. Oh, this is the wrong razor. Let's try this razor. That's a manual one. Let's try an electric razor. Nope. Still manual. Let's try the word clipper. Get in some Blake Griffin highlights or something too.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
am that? I still talking like Kano?
I don't know.
Kano not host. Kano cut Colby hair. Said okay. You take mic back. All right, I'm sorry. Kano, thanks for hosting that while I was in the bathroom or something. No, I really appreciate it. Apparently there's nothing on my computer called clipper. It's a huge problem.
You're getting it, man.
He's coming.
Yep.
Here we go. All right. Kano, start the buzzing. Okay, Colby, I'm going to start cutting your hair. Tell me about your day, sir.
I don't talk with him. You and I never talk. Why are you asking me?
Well, I thought for the radio I would spoof it up.
Nah.
Arriba.
I get that you want to promote yourself and everything like that. We're a very popular
show
on the internet.
Come on down to the Riverside Barber and get your hair cut for free by me, Kano.
Free, huh?
Yeah.
Is this one free?
Just... No.
No?
No, you actually, you got to pay for all haircuts.
Well, when do I get the free one?
For the next 2 weeks. Everyone who come in say they found a on set that Colby, I give him haircut for free. Colby pay!
Oh.
Yeah, Colby pay.
I don't agree to that.
Yeah, yeah. You signed the paperwork.
I don't remember signing anything.
It's there. Oh, God, there's a dog in here now. What is this dog doing in here? This is weird. Oh, he's like sleepy. We better not disturb. Better not disturb dog. Oh, you got another dog just walked in. He's snarling.
This is the worst thing we've ever done.
Oh, God, watch out. Here come Big Horse. He come right in.
What the I was not expecting that.
Okay, all right.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're done.
That was a bit.
We're done.
Dude, show that fucking horse thing again to them, because they need to see what that was.
But see, I think it's better when it's in the mind. Lexi Menace is like PG Stream.
Well, yeah, it sounds dirty as shit.
Oh, let's keep it that way.
No, man. Show what this
I want them to use their imagination.
Jesus Christ.
I want them to know, like, what's in there, what's happening. What was happening to that horse when Cabo?
Kano.
Kano was in here. Yeah. I already forgot. That's a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that guy didn't get to choose his name, so I understand, but
that's
a tough one.
Yeah.
Also, that guy is 100% Polynesian, right? Like, you said he was a big, like, Pacific Islander, right? He's not Spanish.
No.
Not at all, right? You said he looked kind of like The Rock.
No.
That's what you said.
When?
When we first talked about him.
Never did I ever say he looked like The Rock.
I think he said he looked like The Rock.
No. Kano Augusto. I don't know what the fuck. That's some South American
shit. I thought maybe you'd look at him and judge like a true American.
He's got darker skin than I do, but not super dark. And then he's fit.
So he looks like The Rock?
Not huge.
Does he look like a Rock?
I mean, certain colors, yeah.
It's always about color with you, man. Yeah. I think Kato is super racist toward Colby. That could be. Could be. Do you know your name origins? I'm named after a news anchor my mom saw on TV. Well, I'm just biblical. You know, Seth's in the Bible. We looked that up. Long line of incest led to me.
My parents drove through Colby, Kansas. They were like, you know what?
That
That's
is not
a pretty
it.
Fucking good name. I'm pretty, name on that?
I don't think that was it.
Yeah. I think that was it.
The Mortal Kombat.
You know what? I really
Kano.
Like that cheese.
Is there
that,
a Kano in Mortal Kombat? Cheese? Christian Slater? Really? I don't feel like Christian Slater's that old. Is Christian Slater real old?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so, man.
Fucking Point Break. I don't think he's in Point Break.
See, now they're looking at us. I don't like it. We were doing much better before they started staring
you
at just, us.
You ruin it for yourself.
Why?
Now you put too much pressure on you.
That's what I'm saying. We should just turn the camera off.
Well, I mean, that benefits you. That doesn't benefit him.
I think it does.
I don't think it does.
Yeah, that horse slobbering was something that they will never be able to escape.
I am scarred by actually seeing what happened.
I'm closing that. Now we can't ever get it back.
Jesus Christ.
Is this what your hair cutter looks like?
Yep.
Okay. I thought
point
so.
Point for point with the cyborg
eye and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, Mortal Kombat Kano. Let's see. Oh, my God. Look at his backstory.
Jesus.
Good Lord.
Jesus, man.
That's too many.
That's way
too much. Oh, here is in the movie. Is that what he looks like?
That's no.
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 Oh, my God, dude. This guy is too white. He's too white.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Why? What are you talking? What's that voice?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm deep down here right now, man.
All right. That's cool, dude.
I don't know why.
Well, everybody, thanks for being here. We're,
Yeah, we're Seth Colby, like it says right here.
you want to get into our top story this week, man?
Yeah, man. What's
All
that?
Right, let's get into our top story
it
this
better not
week.
Be the fucking air conditioning. Thing.
It's not the air conditioning, okay, man. Good. It's another giant cow. His name's Dozer, and he lives in Manitoba, and he's bigger than Knickers, the cow. And this is a huge steer. Look at that,
Knickers,
the cow from Thursday. This cow, Dozer,
name.
Dozer is better and bigger. Then Knickers.
How do you know?
Because it says so.
It doesn't look
bigger.
He
has a full inch on Knickers.
It doesn't look bigger.
Look at that man standing next to it.
Nah, I mean, like, that's a big cow, but the other
like, if you're bad. Behind that cow and it decides to release,
yeah.
You're in a bad spot.
I don't know. That
Ball
one
and Hobo,
looks
how
mutated.
Close are you to this cow?
That one looks mutated, okay?
Uh-huh.
The other one just looked like you took the scale tool and just scaled up a regular fucking cow.
I agree.
This one looks like somebody stretched it.
Ball and Hobo lives in Manitoba. Dude, you gotta go see Dakota. Okay? Go what? See Dakota. Take your giant truck, go over, see Dakota.
See who?
Dozer. Dozer. Whatever.
Dakota?
Dude, Kano the cow.
Where are you coming from?
Space.
Where's your mind at right now, boy? Bring
not
Jack
here.
Back down to the ground, son.
We need this. It's better. Now I can focus. Okay? I can focus now.
Oh, my head.
Where is this in Manitoba? I have no idea. I mean, we could do some research, all right? We could do some research here. Let's look through the Reddit comments here. Let's see. Manitoba. Oh, here's a comment. Someone from Manitoba. There are dozens of us. -3 out. Washing my car. Blah, blah, blah. Manitoba represent. 204.
Let's fucking go, Jets.
Yeah, man. They're really... from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, weighing in a metric. Chris Jericho's mum.
Mum?
Apparently, it's in Winnipeg, apparently. Apparently. All right. Everything's bigger in Manitoba.
Wait, is this Canada?
Yeah. You didn't know Manitoba's in Canada?
Fuck, no, I don't.
Dude, it's one of, like, the
I'm
states.
I'm American, all right? I don't know shit other than the 50
Manitoba
states of the
is
U.S.
A province.
Goddamn A,
how many provinces of Canada can you name?
Two.
Okay.
Quebec.
All right.
Montreal.
That's a city in Quebec.
Vancouver.
That's a city in British Columbia. You should now be able to name three provinces, by the way.
Nope.
Because I just told you one.
British Columbia.
Okay, and then there's one where Dozer is from.
Manitoba.
There you go. There you go. Congratulations, you named three.
And Quebec? Is that
Quebec
the
is one, yes.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't need to know Canada.
I just like spreading misinformation. What about Toronto? Is that your favorite province?
Sure. I don't know things. How about Minnesota? That's as Canadian as I
can. You know what my favorite, all jokes aside, because I just gave Colby a bunch of misinformation that I hope he uses later on in his life, says that he's right.
Yeah, British Columbia, man.
Yeah. My favorite one is Saskatchewan. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I always want my provinces to sound like some type of sauce I would put on chicken. Yes, can I get this chicken with a side of Saskatchewan, please?
That's basically the fucking
Rick and
Morty
sauce. I'm sorry,
we don't
have any Saskatchewan. All we got
that is the Rick and Morty sauce.
That's Szechuan.
Right. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
Saskatchewan and
dude, that's
Szechuan.
The same word, man. Yeah. Stop fucking around. That's
I'm
the
sorry.
Same word.
It's like we only got Yukon Territory barbecue around here. That's my bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I only eat Northwest Territories.
What?
It's a lot of stuff up there, man.
You're hurting my brain, man. You're saying things.
Then says. Look at this, man. Okay, Ontario. All right, that's where Toronto is. Quebec, British Columbia, Alberta, Nova Scotia, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Newfoundland and Labrador, Prince Edward Island. Hmm. Yeah. See, and half of those sound like sauces. Yeah, I would like a 10-piece chicken nugget with some Alberta on the side, please.
Can I please get that with the Quebec sauce?
Yeah.
I like the Quebec, you know.
If you don't have Quebec, though, I will settle for some Scotia.
Scotia sauce.
Well, I was going to say Labrador, but then that sounded like I was grinding up a dog.
Labrador. Can you please grind that dog up and give it to me on a platter, stat?
Yes, I would like a yellow Labrador minced
sauce.
Put in my chicken, please. Thank you. But yeah, Canada's big, dude. Canada is massive, you know. I mean, you think about it.
They're all frozen up there, though.
Oh, half of like, or I think like 90% of Canada is like uninhabited.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a whole bunch of just people.
Why not, man?
Dude, it's cold.
Let's go live up there.
Dude, I'm telling you, there wouldn't be electricity or anything like that, though.
Well, we need to bring like generators.
You gotta like
and
poop
stuff.
In holes and like build
yeah,
like
they
ovens
really
and
got
things.
The sun. That's a downfall.
Yeah.
They got a lot of wind.
They got, well,
it'd be a
we got
lot
a lot of that
wind.
Here, so we're kind of used to that one.
Yeah.
Also,
but
I don't,
see, up there, free land, man.
I don't really need the sun.
And then in like 20 years, it will be green, you know, with the warming of the
Earth. With the global warming, it'll probably be like here in like 20 years. You're right, dude.
Yeah, so we're good. Right now's the time to invest. Let's get
maybe we will go
days.
Up and buy Ball and Hobo's truck.
There you go.
Yeah.
It'd be the only way to... Well, we need a little heavier...
Wait, Ball and Hobo says the government gives you money to live far up north. So you're telling me that if I wanted to move to the Northwest Territories and be isolated and live in the woods, not only would I have access to totally free health care, but the government would pay me to live up there? How are we just not doing that?
Well, probably because there's not a hospital for that health care to keep.
There's going
to
be a hospital somewhere nearby. Besides, I would rather have a hospital be a six-hour drive than not be able to go. Period. Because you know, like where I live right now, all these hospitals, they might as well be closed for me because I can't go. All right, so what's the difference?
Well,
let's shut down this show.
That logic, yeah.
And let's go to Northwest Territories.
We got power. We're not going to have internet.
We don't need it.
Then where's this show going?
No, I'm saying we get rid of it. It's done. It's over. Okay. Show's over. New career. Sitting. Move up to the Northwest Territory.
You can get paid for it, I guess, so. Yeah.
What are the downsides? Ball and Hobo, like, why don't people do that? Because they have families.
Because it's freezing.
I'm not scared of the cold. You have internet and everything.
How inhabitable is the Northwest Territory?
I mean, he just said there's internet.
I'm just saying.
He's making fun of us.
The fucking Antarctica.
He just gave us a Jesus. These dummies. That's what he just put in chat.
Well, we're American. What do you want us to do?
All right.
With that.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally
also,
cold.
Smack dab in Kansas. Like,
that's what I'm about to say.
We ain't.
Colby. Mm. I'm being 100% honest.
Okay.
If Ball and Hobo tells me, and he puts in chat, and I look at it, and I go, everything the Northwest Territories has, Wichita also has. Like, if it's a lateral move, why would I stay in Kansas?
I don't know.
What would I lose here? Besides my family.
That would be it.
What amenity would I be giving up here?
Second Amendment.
What's that one?
The guns.
No. It's Canada. You gotta have guns for moose attacks and stuff, man. Yes.
Not a right, though. Government.
They don't have a bill of rights up there. That doesn't mean that they can't own guns.
Free speech?
You can't be like, you
can't be making that Kano accent anymore up there, or else you'd get a fine, sent to jail.
It's fine. First of all,
free food.
Show's done.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't care. I'll be making Kano accents to myself.
That's true. Yeah, you'd go fucking mad.
No. Why?
You have a need to entertain people.
Yeah, but if I had a moose I could talk to or something.
I don't think so.
The Ball and Hobo says, you can have guns up here, we just don't carry them. Well, why not? How are you supposed to start a mass shooting? Stop a mass shooting if you don't carry your gun around everywhere you go, huh?
Oh,
come on.
God,
it's so unsafe, man.
Stop.
What?
Huh?
I misspoke,
how
right?
How are you supposed to shoot yourself in the testicles? If you don't carry it around on your hip, that just happened.
Yeah, I'm gonna be this. I probably shouldn't say this on the air.
Guy did a desk pop in a Walmart and shot himself in the
butt. That doesn't surprise me at all.
What?
I probably shouldn't say it.
You should probably say it though.
All right. So we have a friend that has a boyfriend that's like, he's one of those guys. You know, the Kansans. I carry a gun. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at his house once, and they were getting ready to, like, we were getting ready to leave, and he conceals and carries, and he took his 9mm, and he put it in a holster on the counter, and then he took it, and he put it, like, in his back, like it was pants, and I'm just like, please go off and shoot his butt. Just please. That would be so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted that to happen, but,
yeah,
you know. It's beautiful up here. I'm going to the Northwest on holidays. Absolutely beautiful. Well, if they have internet, Taylor, I can keep doing the show. So, I'm just blown away by how much better Canada is.
It sucks, man.
Dude, you keep saying that, but that's to convince yourself that you don't want to go.
Dude, I don't want to, no. I don't want to be there, man.
Why not?
Well, I want to visit, actually. That sounds fun. I want to see how...
What's a big city in the Northwest Territories, you think?
Fucking Vancouver, man. Oh, in the Northwest. I don't know.
Vancouver, man!
Some point, I don't want to go there. I want to go to Canada, not the tundra.
I want to go to the Northwest Territories. Yellowknife is the capital. The population of the Northwest Territories, look at this. This is the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. It only has 44,000 people living in it.
Probably because it's freezing, man.
That's great, dude. Takes 9 hours for me to fly there, apparently.
9 hours?
9 hours. Shut up. I'm never donating. Okay.
Shut up at shutup.com.
All right. Let's see. The Northwest Territories, or as the Territories du Nord-Christ.
You're going to have to learn how to speak French, man.
No, I don't. I can just be like, I'm American, and they'll be like, oh.
He doesn't know.
He dumb American.
He dumb American.
We can't know, and we hate America.
I don't know what this accent is.
It is somewhat French, but you have to be a little guttural.
A little guttural.
You have to really get it on your throat and your baguette and croissant and Eiffel Tower. That's how you become a Frenchman.
Mm.
It doesn't even matter. You don't even have to speak with accent. It just comes out of your throat. Oh, give me French words to say.
Bonne venue.
Give me another one.
Ponce de Leon.
Give me another one.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
That traitorous rat. Napoleon. I'm glad he died on that island. I throw hard baguettes at him. How many nationalities can I insult today?
I don't know. We're up to two?
Oh, I think three. I think three? We got to do three. I think Kano was at least two accents. Okay. I think combined.
It started off
nice
a little
suburban.
Little Hispanic.
I met everything on suburban.
Water?
That's water.
Usapodo.
That's literally Watto's lines. I happen to have a chance cube here. Blue the boy, red his mother.
You may have won this battle,
but
you will not win the race,
Outlander. But you will not win the race, so it makes a little difference. Apparently,
how do we know that?
Because I watched episode one 400 times.
Yeah, right.
That's why.
Jesus Christ.
I could probably quote that entire movie if I wanted to. Republic credits. Republic credits are no good out here. I need something more real.
Republic credits will do fine.
No, they won't.
Credits will do fine.
No, they won't. What do you think? You're some kind of Jedi waving your hand around like that? I'm a Tardarian. Mind tricks don't work on me. Only money. No money, no parts, no deal.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
Why do I know so much about Watto?
I don't know. He's secretly stuck with you, man. You must have liked him. That was the best thing
and
ever.
And no one else that pause for your shuttle, I can promise you that.
Yeah. So
the first shop he walks into is the only shop with the exact part he needs, and it happens to have an alien who can't be mind-tricked. Wow, what plot, George.
Also, then he just doesn't go check around. He just takes his
no,
word
he's like,
for
oh,
it.
He told me there was nowhere else to go.
He has no
skin in the game. He's got slaves. Seems like a nice guy. Very trustworthy.
Right. Jesus Christ.
What a stupid movie that is.
It's so dumb. It's so good, but it's so dumb.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Taylor, I'm Watto now. This is the Watto at Colby Show. That's what's happening. don't ever leave. That's your fault.
All right.
Leaving.
What about these Northwestern territories,
man? Oh, yeah, we're talking
about
the Northwest territories.
Where's a big city?
All right, Northwest Territory. Let's check it out here. Fort Simpson. Okay, so average and fair. So look at this, average daily and minimum temperatures. Okay, so in Yellowknife, it's 70 degrees in July, and it's -7 in January. Which honestly, not that much different. Actually, that's kind of nicer. It's going to be colder in the winter, but it gets down to close to that cold here, especially with wind chill. But in July, it's 108.
Yeah.
That sucks. In Fort Simpson, it's even better. 75 in July, dude. Wow. Wow, man. 41,000 people. Why did so many people leave? Look at this, okay? In 1871, there was 48,000 people. They were just all killing beavers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got 6,000 in 1911, 8, 9, 12, 16, 19, 22, 28, 34, 42,000, 64,000 in 1996, and then in 2001, we got 37,000. Like, what happened?
That's a very what happened up there? Range of Canada, I guess.
Like, 1996 to 2001, that's not that long. That's only 5 years. What happened to 30,000 people?
Dude, I'm saying war.
Was there a Northwest Territory in war we just didn't hear about because it's in Canada?
No, I mean, Canada helped us out. I think there's a lot of Canadians in Iraq.
You're a Roman Catholic, man. Okay, here's Wikipedia. Chipewyan Dene.
They helped a lot in World War I.
Dude, they speak Cree.
Cree?
Yeah, like in Guardians of the Galaxy. Right? Cree? Yeah. English, French, they speak Gwent. Inuktitut. Inuktitut. North slavery, South slavery, and Tichito.
South Slavy, man.
Oh, whatever. Close enough.
Slavy.
Slavery, Salito, Taquito. It's all the same thing, man. They also speak Tagalog a bit. Tagalog's a messed up language. You ever seen Tagalog, dude? You ever see Tagalog? Look at Tagalog. What is this? That's not a language. That's scribbles.
How do you know what the fuck Tagalog
because,
is?
Because, you know, I can't answer that show on the air. Or that question on the air, actually. I'll tell you off air why I know the answer to that. But look at their language. Like, that's just a butt crack. That's just a butt crack symbol. That's all that is.
Nah.
Nah, dude.
Nah. Ma. Ba. Pa. Why is all their shit yabba dabba ha?
Yabba dabba. Yada wasa ha. That's that last line there, man. You just make it sing song, you know? Pa ba 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 yala wasa ha. It's like, hey, you know what? It's that song in Return of the Jedi. Do he say? Da 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 da. Pa ba ba yala wasa ba na hi ha. It's literally what this is, dude. That's literally this song right here, dude.
What song are you talking about? The
Ning
one?
No, the one that's in Jabba's palace. The lady with the big lips. You remember her?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Tagalog.
Jesus Christ.
What, did I break you with that one?
Yeah,
man?
That one was ridiculous. That was too fast, man. You're on the ball with that language.
Did you? I mean, it's
practice
it's
that
simple
shit.
Phonetics, man. It's not very hard to figure it out, dude. Mm-hmm. How about Klingon? Don't know any Klingon, sadly. Do you see how it's 30 days a night, no sun for 30 days, no sun for night? I don't care. I don't need the freaking sun.
Who needs the sun, man?
Sun's overrated. I honestly, I don't know right now if the sun is out today. Is it cloudy or is it sunny
it's
out?
It's cloudy.
Okay. See, I don't care. Yes. Doesn't matter to me. Not out there. Okay?
It's just going to be 30 days a night, though, bro. There's a movie about that where vampires
exist. Dude, I would love to be killed by a vampire. Are the vampires in that movie, they turn you into vampires so you live forever?
I don't think so.
Or is it like the vampires just kill you? Well, then how do they make more vampires?
Sex.
Well, I want to be a vampire, though.
You have to bang one.
Problem. No problem.
Actually, no, you have to get banged by one.
No problem.
And then die.
Same thing to me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I that's what it takes to become a vampire?
I don't think you can become... I don't know.
I would love to live forever. Will Canada still pay me if I'm
no,
a vampire?
Probably not.
Start a lawsuit. They violently kill everyone in that movie? Isn't that a Josh Hartnett movie? Josh Hartnett's in 30 Days a Night, right?
Is he?
I think so.
Who the fuck's that?
He's that guy who was really hot and like... was the flavor of the month, and now he disappeared from existence.
Sin City or something like that. He was the spirit.
And Pearl Harbor was a big one he was in.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, didn't in Pearl Harbor, didn't Liv Tyler, Arwen from Lord of the Rings, pick Ben Affleck over Josh Hartnett? Like, that was the entire plot of Pearl Harbor.
It was, it was a cuckold situation
right.
between the
but she
three
chose
of them.
Ben Affleck.
Did she? I can't remember.
Over this dreamboat.
Over this dreamboat.
Look at that dreamboat, you know?
Dreamboat, huh?
Look at that.
Seriously, what's he been doing?
Let's look. Let's see. He was in a movie called The Long Home, Oh Lucy, Six Below, Miracle on the Mountain, The Ottoman Lieutenant, Wild Horses, Parts Per Billion, The Lovers, Stuck Between Stations, Girl Walks Into a Bar, Bunraku, I Came with the Rain, August, Tea Takes, and 30 Days of Night. So 30 Days of Night literally killed his career.
Yeah.
Because I just read his history in reverse order from present to 2007 when 30 Days of Night took place.
I recognized none of those movies.
No, I hadn't heard any of those. Lucky Number 11, heard of. That's before. Sid City, heard of that. Wicker Park, heard of that. 40 Days and 40 Nights. Wait, is that the same one? Isn't that another vampire movie? No, clearly not. Black Hawk Down. That's the one that started his career, right? Yeah. Black Hawk Down. And then Pearl Harbor. You know, he played Captain Danny Walker. Look at this movie, dude. In 1923 Tennessee, two best friends, Rafe McCrawley and Danny Walker, play together in the back of an old biplane, pretending to be soldiers fighting for the German Empire. Next day, Rafe? Franklin Delano Roosevelt delivers his Day of Infamy speech. Blah, blah, blah. Ben Affleck's first lieutenant, later Captain Rafe McCrawley.
Rafe.
Rafe, dude. Or Rafe. I think it's Rafe, right? Josh Hartnett's first lieutenant, Daniel Danny Walker. And then Liv Tyler. Where's she at? Was Liv Tyler not in this movie? My high? I thought it was Liv Tyler.
It's Kate Beckinsale, bro.
Oh, my God. It's Kate Beckinsale?
It's Kate Beckinsale, bro.
Dude, that's way too below her, right?
Bruh.
That's crazy.
Man, bro.
That's crazy.
Man, bro.
Okay, the movie where he can't have sex, so the girls try to tease and sleep with him. 40 Days and 40 Nights. So is that like he gives up sex for 40 Days and 40 Nights? Maybe that one killed his career. But he's gone.
Something really bad happened.
He was an up-and-comer, and now he's gone. I think he was in line to play Captain America.
Really?
I think, before Chris Evans got cast. Hmm. You think he just looks at that and just... I wouldn't be alive, man.
Right?
I'd be like, I could have been that. I'm Josh Hartnett.
That's just why you don't try, man.
can't get let down if you don't go try for anything, man.
Yep.
Slow and steady on the depression pace. You know?
Straight down into the ground. Yep. That's where everything's headed.
Yep, I get you. I'm right there with
straight
you, man.
Straight down into the ground.
there was a clip I was going to put in the intro. It's the only clip I actually deleted from what I thought was funny, and it was a clip of me saying, like, everything you do is pointless, and you're going to die, and nothing you do will make an impact.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to put that in the opening somewhere, and I was like, that's too depressing. Put in the opening, so I left it out. But there, it's true.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
What's the one I just did? You just put out a clip where I got real or something like that.
I don't remember, I don't remember anything. I only remember that because I just rewatched it. And if you ask me next week, I won't remember it. So
yeah, right.
That's just how it goes. My chair.
Oh, man.
It just
trying to
keeps
make people
sinking.
Happy on this show?
That's not what this show's
that's
about.
That's not what this show is about.
All right, man. So.
Oh, fuck. God, I hate Instagram.
Why are you on Instagram right now?
I hate it.
Are you going through our clips?
Yeah, man. What?
Nothing.
You put too many out.
We're just trying to, you know, put out new content.
Nah.
And you're going and looking for old content.
Yeah, that's too much.
I did two a day the last 4 days.
Oh, no. That's too many.
It's too many?
That's too many.
It's too many.
You're overwhelming these people with... shit.
With our hilarity?
Went really bad.
They aren't interacting or liking it or clicking it at all. No. I'm just putting it into the void.
Right.
That's all I'm doing. Just goes out there into the void. No one follows us on Twitter. No one follows us on Instagram. Absolutely no one follows us on Facebook. If there's no one and then underneath that is another level, that's Facebook. I might as well just... I could put a picture of us naked on the Facebook page and no one would know it was there.
Yeah. You guys really should follow the Instagram, though.
I put up a lot of Twitter.
Instagram, they're
the same
Twitter,
thing.
They're the same
they're
thing.
Same thing.
They're funny clips, man.
Lots of funny clips, man. Yeah. I'll go follow Facebook so you don't do that. Or maybe you want us to do it. Is that reverse psychology? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taylor probably clicked follow, though, in 2008. Like, we get what you do with Taylor. We appreciate it, but, like, she followed us for, like, 6 years where there were no tweets at all. Actually, I think I went back and deleted our entire Twitter history.
Probably smart.
I think I did that.
Probably smart.
Okay, I might. Okay, so Ball and Hobo says he follows us on everything. Taylor says she follows us on everything. Okay, I'm just being a turd. Okay,
yeah, we're
casual.
Just turds, man.
Welcome. How are you doing? I'm just being
joined a turd. April 2008.
Yeah, when the show started.
Yep. And Seth and Colby.
That's an over 10-year-old Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yeah. How stupid is that we're still here? Menace follows Reddit. Dumb. There's the one guy. Thank you, Menace. Appreciate it.
It's real dumb.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything on there that's older than the history of this show, so pretty sure.
You mean that's new for this show? Is what you mean?
I don't know what I said.
Said the history of the show. There's probably nothing on our Twitter other than what the show has been.
Is that what I said?
Pretty much.
Okay. I still follow the Schlarty account.
That one still does exist.
That we need to delete.
No.
There is nothing good on that
account. Let's bring that up.
No, that's going to be filled with words we can't say.
It's not.
You loved that one F word back in 2008, man.
No. Oh, yeah, you scurvy.
I sent you guys a message on Facebook. It's my truck exhaust. I was hoping Colby would hear it and then buy it. Is that true, Ball and Hobo? Dude, we're just going to try to sell Ball and Hobo's truck now, okay? I think that should be the entire purpose of this show. I don't even know how to get messages. I'm actually really bad at Facebook, too. I don't even know how to get messages, if I'm being honest. Do they, like, show up on here? My chat is turned off. Is chat the same thing? Inbox. Here we go. Inbox. That's where we want to go. Inbox. Welcome to your new inbox. Yeah, here it is. Okay, can I click this without showing Ball and Hobo's real name? Here we go. Okay. Here we go, man. All right. It's going to make
you... We got hacked.
What?
Schlarty got hacked.
No!
I just made $765 today working a few hours from home. And then right underneath, that's the one that should not be sent.
Literally the third word.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one.
Oh, okay.
But there's not a lot of tweets here.
Okay, here. Let's look at Ball and Hobo's truck here. You ready?
Oh, nope. There's another one.
You want to buy that truck?
What's with the flower, man?
Dude, it's social media, man. We're not hip.
Sounds good, man.
Dude, that does sound good, doesn't it? I don't know anything about cars, but it sounds like it runs, and so that's good for me. Because currently my actual car does not run, just by the way. I mean, it does, but it doesn't at the same time.
Arrgh.
You notice it's still not out there, right? How do I spell Schlarty? How do I spell it?
S-H-L-A-R-T-Y.
S-H... What?
S-H-L.
S-H-L.
A-R-T-Y.
A-R-T-Y, okay.
Arrgh, new video up on ye Seth and Colby.com. New closet tour.
Okay, so here...
Ye not be in it, but ye better watch it or walk the place.
So this is a tweet we can't read aloud probably anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
But I like how it literally says, new MySpace for ye favorite internet radio show. And it's MySpace.com/Seth and Colby.
MySpace.
MySpace. That's how old this is.
2009.
That was you tweeted that at 1:09 a.m. on January 20th, 2009. What were you doing awake at 1:09 a.m.?
Dude, I don't know things.
MySpace, dude.
Dude, fucking hell.
Look at that. We
Giant
got five people in our circles, man.
Still has an account, man.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't delete anything. Let's see if we got photos on here, dude. Oh, there's our photos. Look at that. There's our one photo. Okay, we got that on there. Connections. Oh, look, there's Jessica. Okay, we know her. Do you remember Olivia or Amber? No. I don't remember any of these ladies, but they are definitely, definitely embarrassed to have their photos on here, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Guarantee you. Mixes, what's that mean?
MySpace is all about music now, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is bad.
This is definitely not at all what it was.
Not what it used to look like, that's for sure. That's for sure. Can I log in as Schlarty, you think?
Has my hogs in a twist?
Yeah, we had transcoding last Thursday, but that was about it. You know, I guess got done with me show, guest starring on Ye Seth and Colby Show. Check me out at SethandColby.com. Okay, man.
Yep.
Arg, new video up on YeSethandColby.com. New closet tour. Me not be in it, but ye better watch it or walk the plank.
Yeah, man. I got my pirate down.
Me appearance in ye Seth and Colby video podcast is coming soon, so get your booties ready. We were never going to put you in the video podcast as a pirate, were we?
I don't think so.
Like, that is a total blatant lie, right?
Yeah.
Put me in your top eight. Remember top eight, dude? Now I'm kind of curious, like, if MySpace still exists. Like, I saw Duo in there, so if I, like, go to myspace.com/duo, will it show up? Good. I hope so, Ren. I mean, you probably can't hear me, but this is a restricted profile. Only confirmed connections can access this profile.
What?
Why is it restricted?
I don't know, man.
That makes me nervous, right? How do we access these things?
Great question.
Like, can I, like, log in? Like, Duo? I probably can do forgot password, right? Forgot password. I don't. My username, Duo. I am not a robot. Okay. Submitted. We emailed you instructions on resetting your password.
Shit,
if you don't
man.
See it.
Over. Shit, man. See that door over there? The one marked pirate? You think a pirate lives in there?
Charlie, that door says private.
I see a door marked private. Is that the door you're talking about? Sorry.
That is hilarious.
That one, yeah. That
All right, let's see if MySpace emails me here. So they should, right?
I mean, they should, right?
They should, right?
Maybe, right?
Hey, any day now, MySpace.
Vulgar pirate.
I mean,
vulgar?
if it's,
I can't get over the word I can't say because it just flowed so well, but now it's just insensitive, guys. It's insensitive.
Bye, Ren. Thanks for stopping by. It was good to see you. We love you. We miss you.
Yeah, Ren, you never hang out anymore, okay. Man. Jeez.
I was just being like understanding. You're like, hey, Ren, why don't you just go die?
I was like, he needs to hang out more. I haven't seen him in so long.
MySpace ain't sending me the email, man.
He hadn't made a good Photoshop of us in forever. Like, I'm just saying.
He did send us the puff nip thing so I could put it on a shirt, though. He did say that.
Oh, yeah? Good. Sweet. Awesome. That's what I wanted.
Oh, come on, man. I want to log in as Duo on MySpace. I'm really upset.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, anything at Duo.com comes to me, so... It could have been schlartybartfart at Duo.com, and I would receive that email, so I don't understand why... I don't know either, man. It's very sad.
Can't do it.
It's very sad. Let's see.
Can't do it.
Hey, look. We're happy to report that your domain registration for Duo.com has been successfully transferred. Heck yeah, dude.
You transferred it?
Yep. I got it away from Cameron.
Oh, nice.
The website's been down like 3 days mm-hmm. over the last month.
Yeah.
So, like, I just put it on my server. I had to upgrade my server to mm-hmm. get more space.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, check your junk folder. Oh, God, Taylor.
Don't do that.
No way. That's like going to Fallujah. I'm not doing that. That is horrific.
Arr, you don't want to see his junk folder that's full of booties. And
don't want to see your junk folder that's full of booties.
It's full of booties and crack rock.
So Duo's down right now. We'll see if it comes up at some point.
Party rock, man.
Party rock. Party rock in the house tonight, man.
It's when you take a giant... boat of people.
Uh-huh.
Float them out on the water.
Don't do this. You're going to slip, and you're going to say something bad, dude.
Big old rock on them.
You're going to say something inappropriate. I know.
Then you grab the dust from all the dead.
From all the what?
From all the dead people. Scoop it up into a nice pile, snort it up your bum, and there you go. It's body rock.
You know what? That was pretty Schlarty-esque. I'm really
pretty
impressed.
On point,
that
man.
Was really well done. Mm-hmm. That sounded just like Schlarty used to.
Stuff it up your bum, y'all good to go.
You know, but see, the problem is that now people can see us. Like, you know how much better Schlarty would be if they couldn't see us? How much better Chuck Hardwood could be if they couldn't see us?
No.
It'd be a lot better, man.
It's fine, man.
It'd be a lot better.
You got too many websites.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you got too many.
You want to see all the subdomains as well? Look at this.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. I do this for, you know, a gerb.
Nah, I don't.
Although half of these aren't, you know, that one's me, that one's me, that one's me, that one's me. Remember when we did Horse 2016? That was a good one. Horse 2016 was a good one. That one's me, that one's me, that one's
that
me, that one's me.
That domain is so
that one's me.
Screwed now. We messed up with the 2016.
That one's
man.
Me and that one's me. What do you mean?
We never use it again.
Well, what are we supposed to do, horse? VoteHorse.com?
That would have been
We
better.
Should probably tell our audience what actually is horse. So during the election in 2016, mm-hmm. before Trump was nominated and we were going through all this stuff, we decided that it would be better to just have a horse run for office.
Oh, yeah, Hillary wasn't the best candidate.
Well, no candidate was good.
Yeah,
that was the
sucked.
Point. Everyone sucked.
I'd rather vote for a horse than either of the
right.
two.
Right, so we registered VoteHorse.com. Colby photoshopped a horse in the White House, and we were going to start a campaign to elect a horse. But
oh, that he has a Twitter that I'd put some...
Horse 2016 has a Twitter, man?
I'm pretty sure that's where I put the social images. Because, yeah, I definitely photoshopped a horse.
Yeah, there it is, man. This is the stupidest show, man. Officially throwing my horseshoe into the ring for 2016. Hashtag vote horse.
Jesus. I thought I did another one.
This is what happens, by the way, when we don't do this show.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stuff we do. We're just like, hey, you want to make a website for a horse? We're like, yeah, let's make horse websites. And then we just... This is such a better use of our creative time and talent, yeah. Because that is not okay.
I know I have him standing next to Trump or something like that.
Yeah.
God, I don't know where I would have put that.
I don't either, man.
I'm so depressed by that. I thought it might be in my drive. I don't know.
If you can get it in Discord or two, we can show the stream, but I don't have any idea. What do you mean? Morris just hit me with the dot, dot, dots. Like, Morris, what are you dot, dot, dotting for us? Okay. Also, we could bring back Horse 2020. We could always start another horse campaign, dude.
Yeah.
We don't have time to do
Wait,
it. But
I can just search my drive.
Yeah, that went as far as me calling Chris and asking her if she would be okay with me spending $300 to buy a billboard in Wichita. To put up a billboard to vote horse.
Yeah.
I remember, she's like, is that really a good use of our money? And I was like, no.
No.
But that would have still been hilarious, you know. We did. I mean, Morris, we had a lot of time on our hands. We weren't doing a podcast. We just hung out. We made horse stuff. I saw a little image there.
Yeah, I think that's the only one.
Well, you have to have the file of the horse pooping. Unless it's on a hard drive somewhere.
Pooping?
There was one in the White House, and there's a pile of manure in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a horse.
What the fuck are those, man?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you remember that one. I remember one right fucking next to Trump.
I don't remember the Trump
one. It was
one.
The debate.
Wait, you put a horse at a debate podium next to Trump?
Yeah, right next to Trump.
Dude, I wish we had that.
I know.
That's a classic, dude.
I thought we put it somewhere, man.
If we put Vote Horse 2020 shirts on Seth and Colby, I feel like people would purchase them, right?
Dude, yeah.
Should we start another horse campaign?
I'm doing that.
Okay.
That sounds good. If this
I remember, wasn't the slogan, right? It had something to do with nay. Like, these candidates are no good. Say nay to the establishment. Vote horse or something like that. It was some horse nay pun. I'm sure we can come up with, you know.
God, I just want to know where it's located. It's in my dribble? No, that doesn't make any sense.
Your dribble have horse stuff on it?
It does.
You should delete that. You're never going to get any respect if there's vote horse stuff on your
I did
dribble.
Take that one off of my profile.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
I did hide that one.
Billboard Horse 2020, Seth and Colby Show along the bottom of the billboard. I'm telling you, we could start the vote horse campaign again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, wouldn't you guys rather have a horse in the White House right now? I mean, if you Americans, horse would be better. At least it would be funnier in a way that you knew wouldn't result in the end of the world. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just want to make sure that it is actually off of my
It has five followers. Who's following? It's probably me and you.
Yeah, it is.
No, look at this. These are our five followers. Are these all Russian bots?
Hmm? What?
These are Russian bots, right? Political Index, Tim Cook 2016, John Howard with a woman's face, and Stephanie Sherwood. These are all Russian bots, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you never know. It could be real.
Dude, it doesn't. Ball and hobo, it doesn't matter here in America. You can do whatever you want, okay? It don't matter. Okay, I mean, he's basically been caught, like, doing 100 things, you know? It don't matter.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, America.
Don't take our guns. We're fine, okay? You're still looking for horse, aren't you?
I was. It's gone.
Okay. Sorry, man.
If anything, it's in our, like, Slack.
Oh, God, the Slack.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, too, man. Horse is better than a jackass at the White House. That's a good slogan. That's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one, dude. And, like...
What?
I don't know. My mind is just running a million miles an hour with horse possibilities.
Dude.
So dumb. Okay, let's stop talking about a horse. Let's stop talking about the stupid horse, man. Yeah. You think Duo will come up in the middle of the show, or do you think it's broke?
I think it's broke.
I think it's broke, too, man. Should work, though. It's all right. We don't need podcasts, right? And people listen to our podcasts.
So does that mean, like, all the iTunes links are broken up?
Oh, absolutely it does. Yeah, it's all broke.
Cool.
Yep, 100%.
It's all broke.
It's all broke. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it shouldn't be. Well, but see, here's the thing. This is why I'm moving it. Because I know it's not my fault. It's the fault with who was hosting it before. They suck.
Mm.
They're horrific.
Okay.
And so, like, that's why I'm moving it. So this stops happening. Sorry, miss. No one can listen to your show right now. But I'll get it fixed tonight. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good. No one cares.
It's all good.
It's fine. It's fine. I actually just, I honestly only care because Menace's show is also on there.
Yeah.
If no one can listen to our show, that's fine. Right. They don't give us any dollars. Okay, they can mm-hmm. wait. Sorry that your free product isn't immediately available, iTunes, Spotify people. Okay? Freeloaders. But Menace, I care about. One, he's a sub. Two, his show is good, which is not unlike ours. Have you ever listened to his show?
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Not recently, but
they're from New York, man. Really? I don't know if you know that,
yeah.
But like you listen to, like, they're like, it's like New York.
New York.
It's the New York, man.
New York.
They don't sound like us, white idiots. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. All good. It's fine.
Whatever. I'll get it fixed. Okay. Let's. You want to talk about this, man? I'm kind of interested to see these. These are the top 10 trailers from AV Club, and I'm always interested to see this stuff because I've never heard of any of them. Brisby 17 is number 10.
Brisby.
Number 9 is The Old Man and the Gun. Never heard of it. Number 8, Thunder Road. No idea.
That's not Henry Cavill.
And then number 7, King of Godzilla is on here.
What?
Number 6, The Star is Born. Heard of that one at least. Number 5 is Suspira. Never heard of it. Number 4 is Tully. I've heard that one. Number 3 is First Man. Number 2 is If Beryl Street Could Talk. And number 1 is Mission Impossible Fallout. It's like...
Why?
It's like 9 kind of indie movies, arty movies, and the number 1 is one of the biggest budget action movies of all time. They're top trailers. Nearly as nonstop awesome as the movie it's advertising, which is really saying something. One could argue, of course, that a film with this much exciting action to highlight kind of sells itself, but if Fallout trailer doesn't reinvent the wheel, there's still a superb rhythm and internal logic to the whole thing. The way it bolts with the conviction worthy of Ethan Hunt himself, from the foreboding whispered warnings of its opening seconds to the full-bore thrills and solid laugh lines that follow. Hell, the spot is so satisfied, so cool, that it makes Imagine Dragons sound good, which is basically the definition of rising tide lifting all speedboats. Not that it needs them, but extra points for Henry Cavill dramatically reloading his bicep. It's a funny, amazing trailer moment of the year.
Reloading, I remember that. He's like, ugh.
Yeah, man. Have you seen Mr. Papa Fallout? Mm. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean,
the action
right on the internet.
Fucking nuts, though.
Oh, yeah, dude. I don't know how they made that movie. I don't know how they make any movies anymore.
No, I mean, it was just Tom Cruise being Tom fucking Cruise, man.
Yeah.
They had 1 hour to film the scene where he's in the thing in the France, the circle roundabout, and they just went at it with the whole
like
bunch
they, you know, the skydive at the beginning of the movie. They really did
shit.
A skydive.
For parts of it, yeah.
No, they did the like they did
not the whole thing.
No,
like,
they did the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, man.
They did some scenes, not the ones when he's really up close, like messing with Henry. Those
well, those
shot.
Are in a studio, yeah. But they still jumped out of a plane.
Yeah, he did like 100 or 40.
Yeah, they
like,
did like three. They did
drops,
three
yeah.
jumps a day for like 2 months.
That's fucking stupid. They made a brand new mask.
Why do they need that?
Because one, they didn't want to hide his face, so they engineered a whole new breathing apparatus so he could see his
right.
face.
It's unnecessary.
It's very unnecessary.
Like, I hear people being like, Tom Cruise is selfish because he does all his own stunts and he could get hurt and so many people be out of a job. And I'm like,
fuck off.
Shut up, hippies. But then I actually see that one and I'm like, you know, maybe that's a little too far.
Nah, let him do it, man.
It's just a waste of money.
Yes.
We have a movie where Iron
but
Man...
But he produces it himself, man.
Iron Man falls from the sky and he rescues 13 people and the entire thing is fake. And it looks fine.
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise has to jump out of an actual plane.
Yeah, man.
He doesn't.
Let him jump.
I want a new desk, L-shaped. Where's a good place to look? A desk store?
IKEA.
I actually, IKEA's. Do you know that she was just there this morning?
No.
Yeah, so I was going to say IKEA, but then you thought we'd be like, LOL. But Colby, IKEA's actually right.
Yeah.
It actually is right. Cheap desk, IKEA. They're all and they're
L-shaped?
Made really well.
I-shaped? An I-shaped desk is really
IKEA
easy.
Didn't have any? Maybe not. Okay, all right, Taylor. Now we're going to do some shopping. All right, you guys need to shop for anything for you. Just let us know. Put it in chat. We'll go shopping. Jackie Chan did all those. Yeah, but Jackie Chan was like jumping like over chairs. You know, he wasn't doing skydives three days.
The newest
3 times
newest
a day for 2 months.
That he just did. Yeah, he did all his own stunts there, too.
You need me to get you staples? Acid. Come
who
on.
Who uses staples?
Yeah.
You know there's a stapler.
Oh,
that
she's saying
use
go
staples?
To Staples. That's what she's saying. We don't have Staples here in Kansas or in Wichita, so. Okay, so we're gonna go to products. Okay. Office. Furniture. Okay. Desks and computer desks. Here we go. All right. L-shaped desk. Here's one, but that's ugly. We're not even going to show her that one. That's an insult to her. So hideous. Okay, here's one. Here's one. That one would be good. Like, I don't know what kind of style you like. I like IKEA because it's kind of simplistic and modern. It's just like, it's bare bones, you know? You know?
Yeah, it doesn't look like they have that much.
They don't actually have that much. Here's one, though. Here's one.
Is that a standing desk?
No, it's not a standing desk. See, it's L-shaped. It's got nice rounded corners, got cable management. There's an L-shaped desk. Look at that.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's pretty nice, I think.
I kind of want that desk.
Yeah, dude, they got great stuff, and they always do them in different colors, too. So you could do, like, black on white, black on black. Like, here's a blue one. Blue on white. Like, that's a classy-looking desk,
that's
man.
That's classy-looking
like,
shit,
look, okay, that one's, like, schoolyard, but this one's not bad, man. Look at this. See? See? And IKEA, I don't know why, okay? I always heard the joke that, like, IKEA was, like, cheap.
Yeah, but then Walmart became a thing, and then it's like, nah.
Well, I have four IKEA tables. That's what we used to have
they're
in the Duo Studio.
Tables.
They are heavy duty is an understatement. I sat on those tables once.
Yeah, no, they're good.
They are solid
good luck
wood.
Finding that shit at Walmart.
And the leg is metal, mm-hmm. and they were $20 a
and
piece.
And they had really good connections between the
yes.
and the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they look good. They're just simplistic white tables.
Yep.
Use them all the time. This desk we got here from Target. I think it was $40, which is more than that one in there, and it's like wood's chipping off, and all it does is sit here. Sit.
Yeah.
That's it. It just sits here.
That's a Walmart one? It's a Target one.
This is a Target one. Target's yeah. also not very good. No. I think they have better stuff, but if you buy their cheap stuff, it's just as bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, IKEA's great, man.
Oh, no. I recall that time where your bookshelves just toppled over.
I recall that, too. Yeah. Dude, that was great.
That was the most terrifying thing ever.
Yeah, bookshelves just collapsed.
Jesus, two huge, fully filled bookshelves.
Yeah.
Just fell.
One fell into the other, and then they both collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, all over the floor, and I was pooping at the time, and just came out.
Dude.
Saw that sadness
that
on the floor.
That was the craziest shit. Like, I don't know if I would have been able to stop it if I was, like,
no.
under it.
It was, you would have died.
Yeah.
You would have been crushed by
right.
my books. You would have been killed by knowledge.
That was one of the crazier things that ever just happened
yeah.
randomly.
Yeah, it was sad too, man.
Yeah, you
sad.
Broke a lot of stuff.
I did break a lot of things I liked. But yeah, IKEA's got great desks. They just don't have a lot of L-shaped ones. You're right. You're right, though.
Who wants L-shaped desk anymore? Taylor,
yeah,
update your look.
Was anything broken? Yes. Every single thing on it was broke.
A lot of stuff.
Like, all of those, like, toys and knickknacks I used to have, like, on our desk back in the day, put on top of the bookshelves, all broke. My blue piggy bank broke. Hula Dancer, broke. Bobblehead Joker, broke. Hmm. Only thing that survived my Maneki Nekos, man. That's because they're lucky.
Maneki Nekos.
They ain't bringing me any luck, but they're lucky. They're lucky cats, apparently. That's what they say. But she said anything important. Oh, no, absolutely not. Everything was broke. Nothing important.
Nothing?
No. Everything that's important is in this room.
Thing.
So.
Oh, yeah. Nothing expensive.
No. No. Just sentimental
yeah.
importance. Half would be for computer stuff and half for more makeup.
Okay.
I missed
that part.
Okay, how about, Taylor, hear me out, okay?
I saw it.
Hey, hear me out. Okay, hear me out. IKEA
two desks.
Is almost like Lego, all right? So you could buy, like, okay, let's get out of desks. Let's get out of desks. Let's go to tables. Okay, so here's just tabletops. Okay, so you could literally get, like, one of these for $45. Actually, I think these are the literal tables I use for Duo. I think this right here is the literal table. You buy two of these, and then you get a little stand to go in the corner, and you build your own L-shaped desk. You get it $150 done. And yeah, like J-Bar's like Lego. Like IKEA is kind of like Lego. Like all of this stuff. So like I click on this desk here. This cabinet is probably sold separately. So you could also buy a cabinet, or you could buy drawers to go on top.
Yeah.
900 IQ, man. If I had an infinite budget, I could make a sick looking place out of IKEA, man.
Right? I want all IKEA stuff.
Dude, it's great, man.
I'm fucking Edward Norton in Fight Club, man.
He has IKEA everything?
Give me everything IKEA.
Dude, that is a really obscure reference. I don't remember that.
I just watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Super weird. I bought this thing. It's a 100 movies bucket list thingy. It's a poster that you hang up, and it's got scratch off things for when you watch it.
Okay.
Scratch it off.
And what movies are you watching?
Well, me and Britt are not doing all that well at watching ones on that list.
Okay.
We've gotten three.
Was the other guys on that list? Because
no.
You said you rewatched that recently, and
no,
it should be on that list.
I just made a list. You want to hear my list of movies I want to rewatch?
Oh, these rewatches?
Yeah.
So you're not watching anything
well,
new?
Well, some new, some
okay.
not.
Okay, all right, sure, let's hear it.
Boogie Nights.
Okay, that's a porno movie.
Yeah, and it's got Mark Wahlberg,
yep.
And then what's his face?
And Heather Graham's in it. And Heather Graham and Mark Wahlberg banging it, like, all day. Snapping snap.
What's his fucking face, man? Wreck-It Ralph. What's his name?
I know his name. I just like to dance to your snap.
What's his name?
God, you stop snapping.
Well, yeah, I want to know his name.
John C. Reilly.
That one. Yeah, he's in that.
Ruined it.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I want to see that.
Okay.
Never saw it.
That's a Shane Black movie.
I've tried to watch that four times. It was really boring, so I quit.
Okay, but you got to try it again.
Yep.
Fifth time's the charm. Thank you for the host. Appreciate it.
Memento.
Great movie.
Never saw that.
Okay, that's a great movie.
Need to see
it. It's going to be ruined for you. Do you know the ending of that movie?
I know he's like... It's in revert. No, don't tell me.
You're gonna know the second it happens.
I'm stupid enough to.
No, I guarantee you're gonna know the second it happens. Okay, continue.
Perfect Storm. The Mark.
That's
Wahlberg,
the
George Clooney.
Okay. Is Britt just flicking it to Mark Wahlberg? Is
I
that
mean,
why you're
she
watching
does,
all these?
Yes, but no. I GQ does this like thing where on YouTube where they go through an actor's career and have them talk about it.
90 movies with glorious pecs. That your boyfriend can watch, too.
That's totally what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Ted.
Okay, another Mark Wahlberg movie.
The Fighter, another Mark
Another Mark Wahlberg movie. Mm-hmm. You got a problem.
All right, now here's the rest.
Okay.
I need to take Fury off. We watch that. The Martian.
Okay,
Crash.
Great movie. Crash, depressing. Don't like
Bridesmaids.
It.
Bridesmaids.
Good movie.
War Dogs.
War Dogs. That's a good movie. I like that one.
And then Britt put two on here that I...
What are they?
Rough Night.
Never heard of it.
It's a chick comedy with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's the one with the big fat lady.
That one.
What's her name?
Sure.
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that
right?
One. Totally.
Isn't that supposed
no
to be
idea.
Like the... What's the one with the raccoon man? He was just kissing Lady Gaga. Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
What's that name of his movie that has
Hangover?
Him and the big fat man in it?
Hangover?
Yeah. This is supposed to be the girl Hangover.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think
you're right.
That was really the worst way to describe actors.
That was really bad.
Like, one's a raccoon, one's fat, and the other one's also fat.
Yeah.
Tell me the movie I'm thinking of.
And then Office Christmas Party.
I have still never seen that.
I've seen that one. It was not that good.
Really?
No. I don't know. It might be good.
Just watch all Mark Wahlberg man's movies, man. It's embarrassing how many Mark Wahlberg movies you're watching.
Dude, there's so many, though.
Don't tell people other than me. Don't tell people you know in real life that you're watching all these Mark Wahlberg.
Why?
They're going to judge
off,
you.
Man. They're
good.
Going
to judge you.
They're so good.
They're not that good.
Like, for how horrible the Boston bombing was, Patriots Day, fantastic
good
movie.
Good score. That's all I know
fucking
about it.
Fucking fantastic movie.
Pass.
Very well made.
I don't want to watch people get blown up. If I want to watch that, I'll just turn on the news.
It's like for a scene. And then it's all about hunting down the motherfuckers.
Yeah, do they go into the Reddit, how Reddit solved the thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's a fake movie.
Oh, no. They solve what? The bad guy?
Well, the Reddit thought that they found the bomber.
Oh, yeah.
And it turned out it was just some dude had nothing to do with it, and they basically ruined his life for a week.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, they did not bring that up.
Yeah, they should have, because that's a big deal. Mm. That's the evil of the internet right there.
Yeah. Well, people are just trying to fucking help.
Well, they should not. That's why we have professionals. It's like people coming into chat and telling us how to do our shows, making us look for desks for them. They don't know what they're doing. Let us drive the show. Okay? It's like last week, J-Bar's like, hey, let's talk about this trailer. He ruined the whole show because of that.
What trailer was it?
I don't even know. I'm just making it up. He couldn't have ruined the show because I don't even remember what he said.
Raccoon meat. Bullshit.
Okay. What else? What other Mark Wahlberg moves are you on, recently?
I need to rewatch Lone Survivor.
Terrible. Never seen it.
It's depressing.
Just tell me which Mark Wahlberg movies you've seen, and I'll tell you if I've seen them.
Transformers, whatever the one is.
Okay, I was going to go a little farther with this bit, but I'm just going to tell you. I think I hate Mark Wahlberg. I think that's what it is. I think he's overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, what movies is he in that are actually good?
Departed.
I haven't seen it. But he's not a big part of that movie, is he? Isn't that mostly
really.
A Matt Damon, like, you
mostly
know,
mostly Matt
Leo
Damon and Leo.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else?
Fighter's a great movie.
It was a Lion King trailer. That's what Jay Bar did. He made it watch it That's before. Right. Yeah, so suck it, Jay.
Pain and Gain, best one. Best movie.
Pain
ever.
And Gain, trash.
So good.
My man The Rock's in that movie, and I say it's trash.
He cussed a lot in that.
He does that, man. He does say bad words.
It's weird.
The Rock says no words occasionally.
I know,
he does.
Crazy.
Yeah. You ever seen Ballers where he's banging hot models all day? All
yeah.
Like, I guarantee you he's in that HBO show just to see women's boobs.
Mm. Hey, guess who produces that, actually?
It's the guy from Entourage.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Entourage. Yeah, it's Entourage is based on Mark Wahlberg's life.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg
they
has been a part
other,
of our lives for fucking
Yeah, years. And you're telling me
God.
That he's overrated? Get out of here.
Oh, God, I'm covered in Wahlberg. Oh, gross, dude. Colby is a professional critic. Seth just hates on movies.
I appreciate the love bomb, but I hate it.
I feel
everything.
Like that was reversed last
right?
Didn't he say that last Sunday,
know.
But it was the opposite?
I don't know.
I don't know enough about words.
Words to dispute
to dispute that he said that. I just don't like
yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, I think.
I don't know why, man.
Well, here's what it is.
Say any mother.
I don't like people who have too much good publicity. I think that, like, it's the same reason I don't like Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason I don't like Johnny Depp. I'm tired of people liking them.
What about Michael B. Jordan?
He's fine.
Oh, he's
I don't
fine,
think
man.
He's that big yet.
Mm-hmm.
I still think Michael B. Jordan's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's making Creed. Okay, Michael B. Jordan would be a big star if he would stop making stupid movies.
What? Creed?
Creed.
Is amazing.
I'm sure it's great.
The first one, oh,
no
man.
No one's watching it.
So good.
You know what movies are overrated? Rocky!
Well, yeah.
Dut, 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 dut. Dut, dut, dut. Dut, dut, dut. Punch! Roll credits. I just saved you guys 2 hours, all right? Guess what? Rocky wins, and then he in Rocky 2, he wins again. And then guess what? Rocky 3, he probably wins. And then Rocky 4, he probably wins. I'm pretty sure there's also a Rocky 5 where I'm sure he also wins.
There's a Rocky 5.
And then there's Creed 1 where I'm sure Creed
no,
wins.
There's also
and then
another,
there's a Creed 2 where
no,
Creed wins.
There's also another one. Creed doesn't win.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Because he gets knocked out early in the movie and then he comes back and wins.
No, he doesn't win. The ending fight, end of the movie, doesn't win.
Does he win in Creed 2?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm impressed by him not winning.
Yeah. Ryan Coogler directed Creed.
He's the Black Panther man.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he boned. That's mad. He boned Michael B. Jordan then, dude.
Why?
Because he made Michael B. Jordan the villain and then he killed him off.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan should have been in more Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. Sorry that we're spoiling movies that are 8 years old, Ballin' Hobo. Just so you know, Darth Vader's Luke's dad.
I want Josh Hornet. Who's Josh Hornet?
Josh Hartnett, I think is what he's saying.
No.
Yeah, learn to read Twitch chat, dude.
Well, if they would spell
Doesn't the
right.
whole family have a show about sandwiches? What? I don't know what that
yes,
is.
Yes, Wahlburgers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He owns a burger store.
Stop, Earth. I'm getting off.
And then he also owns a Chevy dealership. I don't know where. I think like Ohio or Cleveland or something. Maybe Boston. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't like Donald Glover, J-Bar, because he's too popular.
He's
too many places.
No,
he can't be a great artist and a great actor and a great director and a
Dude
great everything.
He sucked as Lando.
I'm tired of him.
He was not good as Lando.
I'm tired of these golden boys.
Oh, and so you're hyped for Lion King, though?
Not because of
well,
him.
You're going to get so much
I'm hyped for Lion King
face.
Because I'm ready for Elton John to blast my nips off for 2 hours, dude. That's what I'm hyped about, okay? I'm going to go in there in my sparkly frock, I'm going to pull my pants down, and I'm going to get ready for Elton to serenade me.
Serenade your butt?
Or any part he wants.
Oh, okay.
If that's where he wants to start, that's fine. Mm. That's what I want. Do I not just like people who are good at things? I don't want people to be better than me consistently.
Mm.
Like, I'm fine with some people, like Leo. Leo's, you know why I like Leo? He only won one Oscar.
Yeah.
He's out there suffering, okay? I don't feel like, this is honestly, it has nothing to do with me. I mean, it obviously has everything to do with me. But it also has nothing to do with me. I feel like artists should always suffer. I don't like it when artists are are successful at everything they do. Because no true artist is always successful at everything they do.
Didn't fucking Donald Glover come from, like, a rich family?
I have no idea.
I thought he
did. If he did, that would actually make me hate him more.
I thought he did.
It has nothing to do with him being talented. It has everything that he does. Everyone's up on his butt at all times, constantly. I'm tired of that. No one deserves that much praise because no one is actually that good.
Yeah, he
there's some vortex that surrounds
Community,
him.
Man.
That everything's better because he's in it. And that's not true.
No. Solo sucked a big butt.
I thought you liked Solo.
It was better than I thought, but it still sucked butt.
But not like Elton is going to suck my butt.
No, that's in a good way. It sucked butt in a very, very bad way. Like a shit-covered butt.
Like, there's not too many actors out there that are so talented. Like, Will Smith, I think, used to be this way, but then he got his comeuppance. And now he's desperately trying to get back to the Will Smith vortex.
I feel that hard.
Yeah. Like, that's the way Will Smith was like, oh my god, Will Smith's in this, man, let's go check it out, he's Will Smith!
Yeah.
And then they went and saw After Earth, he's like, oh god, I guess the only thing that he's not good at is creating children, and then it ruined his whole career for a bit.
Dude.
And now he's on Instagram crying about how he's reinstated his relationship with his son.
I saw something on Reddit saying that the Avengers 4 trailer was going to come out.
Tomorrow is the rumor now.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to debut during Monday Night Football is what I heard. They're going to release a new Avengers trailer, and then shortly afterwards, a new Captain Marvel trailer.
Interesting.
That's what I heard. But who knows?
Anywho, so I was looking at trending on YouTube a couple days ago when I saw it on Reddit, thinking that it was today or something. Anywho, I saw Jane Smith put out a new song.
Uh-huh.
I forget what it's called, but it's shit.
Right.
And then I watched the music video for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I think artists, the true artists, are always trying new things, okay?
Like, he's trying to hop on the train
that's
of
fine.
Everything that's happening.
I
right
want
now.
Him to do it. Go for it. But see, if he was Donald Glover, everyone would be like, dude, listen to his album. It's the best. When This Is America is so overrated, it's the worst song of all time. Write it down.
It's okay? Just because
Ice
the
JJ
video,
Fish
man.
On the floor, better song than America by Donald Glover.
Ice JJ Fish?
Yeah, that was one of the stupidest claims I've ever made. You not seen this? Have you never seen this music video? This is... It's gonna change your life forever, man. Produced by Unofficial Tony P.
You rock into a Headshots production.
Is this a porn?
Nope.
It's something about the girl that just makes my head wanna twirl. Oh, you got me want to tell all them other
not
girls.
What I expected.
I don't think anyone expected this, man. You don't like this? 69,734,666 views.
Wow.
That man is richer than everyone watching this stream combined. Times 10. So. And that is true art. Oh, I've watched that entire thing before. I've watched that whole thing. Oh, here's the thing about...
No way, is absolutely...
No, he's got tons of other songs, dude.
Yeah, he's trying to follow up his fame off of this one.
Check out my new video with a way hotter girl is his comment in this own video. Here we go.
He clearly knows he is terrible. And that's the whole thing.
But he's making money.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, do you think people are cruising around listening to this? Okay, you know, I don't like to apparent shame, but that was false advertisement.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, right? Like,
a little bit. Yeah. No, he knows exactly what he's fucking doing.
That's the one's only got a 1.4 million.
Yeah, see, you can't hit gold twice.
First comment is... He'd be getting friend zoned in all of his videos. His next comment. His teeth are sponsored by The Gap.
So stupid. What a dumb joke.
This song gets better if you turn the volume all the way down. This is fire, see? Yeah. I can't wait for the English version. Who told him to smoke weed? Nothing will happen to you. You sound like a kid struggling to get through puberty. He need some milk. What is YouTube, dude? What does that even mean?
Boy,
he
needs to grow, man.
He needs some milk? Is that what that means?
Yeah. Needs to grow. That's why you feed kids milk.
Why does this sound like...
Oh, my God.
Taylor, that is not an appropriate comment in 2018, all right? I can't do that, all right?
Totally.
He's married to my ex-wife
now,
but
still,
all right?
Still, man.
I can't do it.
I can do it.
Please don't. Make my life super uncomfortable, okay? We all make mistakes when we're younger. I mean, I haven't ever made a mistake, but...
I didn't make any involving that, man.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I've made that is... I'm actually, like, regret or am embarrassed of making.
There's
you
a
would
lot
probably know
of stuff that I'm embarrassed of.
You would probably know more than I would.
I can't remember any of Seth and Brian.
Because I don't think I've put out anything that I wasn't 100% behind at the time. Like, because I've scrapped
I was randomly
things.
Scrolling through my iTunes library to look for song like old songs I didn't know I could drum to.
Uh-huh.
Friday.
Okay.
And I came across an episode of Get Advice.
Okay. Great show.
With you.
There's an episode of that that I never released.
Sarah Whitney, Matt and
yes.
Me.
Dude, one of the funniest episodes I've ever done of anything in my life.
That?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
I was
having the worst time on that show.
Oh, well, you didn't understand anything we were talking about.
I don't think so. Yeah, I didn't have any advice to give. I was 15.
But I made a lot. I remember there was an As I Lay Dying joke in that show. I don't remember what it is, but I remember I made a joke about As I Lay Dying, and it was one of the funniest things I think I've ever said. I probably need to go back and listen to it, but...
Yeah, that just random.
Get Advice was literally a cesspool. Like, me and Matthew tried to do one, and then that didn't work. And then I tried to reboot it with the one that you listened to, and that didn't work. That one didn't even see the light of day. The one with me and Matthew at least made it to Duo.com.
Yeah, I didn't think there was a whole lot.
And then I gave Matthew the show, but I wrote all his letters for him.
That's right.
And then that was trash because he did it with four virgins who didn't know anything.
That's right.
And so that got booted as well.
Ah, Jesus.
So Get Advice was terrible. Was terrible. Colby made a rap song. Okay, I made a lot of beats. I'm still proud of my beats. I don't think they're good, but I like them. They're
rappers?
Good to me.
Oh,
but that I actually did. But no, we were never rappers. Yeah, see, Taylor ripped. God, Taylor. That's the first line of the show. How does she remember that? That's unbelievable.
Which episode was that one?
That's number one. We did that before me and you met. We did that episode. Me and Matthew. Welcome to Get Advice. And then he started coughing immediately right into the microphone.
Yep. Well, the one I was on, it didn't start much better either.
No, well, that one never made it to air, so I don't think that counts. That show to me would be like Colby and Bash is. Like, I want to go back and listen to that to relive my family memories.
Yeah.
Less than about it's a creative thing I put out that I actually enjoy.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I have a SoundCloud that has beats on it, but I'm proud of my beats. I think they're fine.
Yeah, your beats good, man.
They're fine.
They good.
I wouldn't go as far as say good, but they're fine.
They good.
And Unofficial Tony P's rap over it, that was mostly a joke that everyone was in on but him. Like, we all kind of knew.
I at least hoped you knew.
Oh, I knew. Well, you don't think I knew?
Yeah.
Of course I knew.
I thought you just enjoyed, like, doing it.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do enjoy doing it. It's a good practice, you know, but... You know, play a beat, spit some hot fire. Okay, here, I'll pull up my SoundCloud for you guys, okay? There we go. I think it's soundcloud.com/cswigs.
They don't know what's hitting. I'm gonna come...
No, hold on, man. We gotta play some... We gotta play the beats first. Don't spit that hot flame before there's music to back it up, dude.
Silver and gold, man.
All right, do we want to do silver and gold, night eyes, beach vibes, East Coast swag? Which one do you want to do? Or we could do back it up instrumental
version.
Let's
not do that.
It's the instrumental. He's not singing on that. Here's double mic freestyle instrumental, hear it all day instrumental. Teacher track, we're going to skip. Okay, so which one do you want to do, man?
I'm saying
silver and gold?
Silver and gold, man.
Silver and gold. All right, here's the beat. Colby, you go ahead and spit your hot flame to this, man. 33 views, by the way. All right?
One heart.
Slow down. Fame tray is coming. That's probably from me. I got 16 followers, dude. Look at me. How do I turn this down? I hate SoundCloud. Here it is. Okay, here we go. All right. Here it comes, man. Get ready to drop those beats. Those bars.
Hey. I'm going to say what I'm going to say until I can't.
You mumble rapping.
My name's Shy Ronnie.
Shy Ronnie. That's it. It's Shy Ronnie.
The name's Shy Ronnie.
Beach Vibes top five. Okay, here's Beach Vibes. Here's Beach Vibes, dude. This is top. This got 22 on it, man. I think the position on the page really matters. DJ Khaled,
we the best music.
Mike Will made it.
Jason Derulo. All right. I like these 80s California synths. I do like these. These are fun. I like this. Yeah. But you know why I quit doing this, okay? Well, this plays better. Okay, I quit doing this because I made these beats because Unofficial Tony P was just starting to do his music mixing career. You remember that? Like, right now, he makes YouTube videos where he mixes people's music. I mean, he doesn't do it for a career anymore, but he still does it.
Yeah.
And, like, I made these beats because he had rappers coming into his house that were just stealing stuff from YouTube. I'm like, here, man, I'll make you some cool stuff. He's like, yeah, man, I would love that, having some custom stuff. He didn't use one of them.
Nope.
No, I think he did. I think we used one beat once. Who was the guy? Savelle. Savelle used one beat of mine one time. And I quit because if Pinella didn't think these were good enough to show his friends, local Wichita rappers, then they weren't good enough. And so I'm like, this is done. I'm gonna stick to what I know.
It's not. I don't think it was that they're not good enough. It's just they're, well, yeah, they were too good.
They were too good, huh?
Yeah.
They were too complicated.
They just want. They literally
the
just want bass and a clap with a synth.
How do I find his? Do you think he's still alive?
Johnson. And yes, I've been there.
Savelle Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, Vel is his name. Oh, now he's just Vel? Okay. Let me see if I can find that actual song.
Nah, man, I went back because he has like two songs that I was like, these are tight. But
like, is there like a way to just like look at albums on SoundCloud? Like, SoundCloud's so confusing.
Well, yeah,
bro.
This is like all his shared music too.
Like, how do I just find his music?
I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, I am a thug,
there
you go.
Bro. Tracks, man.
Albums. That's what I want. Albums. Because I think I remember it was track 10. Okay, that's not it.
Yeah, I think he took it down.
I don't think it's here anymore. It might be in my iTunes. Hold on. I remember he picked it, and it was like one of my least favorite beats. And I was like, of course, this is the one he picked. Yeah, go to.
Yeah, man. There you go.
No, I don't want...
The album is right below what you... That's the one you're looking for.
Yeah, I know, but how do I just go to it? I just want to see it in my library. Thank you. Okay, here we go. I don't remember what... Is it this one? I'll know the second I hear the music. Not mine. That's very loud, by the way. Not mine. Not mine. I think it's track 10, but that doesn't look right to me.
Ponder's one of my favorites.
Yeah, this is me. This is my beat. It was track 10. So this is an actual rapper over one of my beats. This is the only beat he ever used of mine.
Just try to listen to the voices in my head, but no.
And I don't actually like this beat. It's one of my least favorites. And it's one of my least favorites because it's too simplistic. But he can actually rap.
Dude, Ponder is one of the best ones he has.
But my beat ain't in that one. I ain't collecting royalties on this either. How much money do you think I lost out on?
So much. Dude, I mean, Paris Mason's on this song.
Who's Paris Mason?
He's a big one here. He opened for Snoop Dogg.
But here in Wichita.
Yes.
And only here in Wichita.
I think so, yes.
Okay, that's like me saying I did a live show at Borders. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't mean anything. God, this is so off tempo, by the way.
Yes.
This is so off tempo. I mean, why are we even playing this? He doesn't think this album's good enough to even be on a SoundCloud anymore.
Man. There's one song on a SoundCloud from here. I don't remember what
it is. Is it Ponder?
I don't know.
Let's watch Mr. Manitoba Ballin' Hobos.
Check it out. This is how it goes. I freeze time with my mind. See, I do this all the time, so I can just stack.
It's actually isn't bad, honestly. Is this real, though? Like, is this an actual song he made up, or is this, like, is he repeating something? Because me and Colby rapped a Millie by Lil Wayne last night, flawlessly, by the way.
I'm in the lead, and I'm
waiting every race. Telling coppers, every minute, spend money like a habit, but really it's just God, how long ago was this video, Ball and Hope? 2011? It looks like it was shot on a cell phone in the 1800s, dude. Well, actually, that wasn't bad.
Not bad, but bed sheets instead of curtains are whack.
That's the YouTube comment. Oh, God, that's hilarious. Oh, my God, dude. YouTube scares me, man. It's a whole other world out there of fear and scariness.
That's a fun place.
Yeah. How did we even get on that topic? We were talking about Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And then we ended up somehow playing my SoundCloud mixtape.
We were talking about embarrassing stuff. And then Navis brought up rap.
Because you should be embarrassed by your love of Mark Wahlberg.
No.
That was a transition, right?
I'm fine with it.
Your love of Mark Wahlberg is embarrassing.
Dude, he's a cool dude.
Is he?
Yeah, my man, Marky Mark.
Who is, like, one celebrity you'd actually like to meet? Like, if you go to dinner with one celebrity, who would you go with, man?
That's a big list.
Well, gotta start at the top. Name five if you can't name one. That's fine.
Oh, man. Morgan Freeman.
Okay. Are you going to ask him if he really assaulted all those people? Jennifer Aniston. Ball and Hobo's just trying to get her to come home. I meant more as like, so you could pick their brain, you know? Not so you could stare at their chest, Ball and Hobo. Not that Jennifer Aniston doesn't have interesting things to say.
The
she
Rock would
does.
Be a good one.
Dude, The Rock would be. You would ask him only about fitness.
Yes.
100%.
1000%.
Rock, can I go to your gym, bro?
Yeah.
Yo, Dwayne, can I come to your gym?
Nah, man. I can't.
Bill Nye? Bill Nye would be cool.
How tall is he? He's like 6'2"?
Oh, The
Four?
Rock? He's huge.
6'4"?
Yeah, he's huge, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
And I think that's across, not up.
Oh, yeah.
He's a huge man, dude. So, The Rock? Who else? Did you say another person? You said and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Why Morgan Freeman?
I don't know. I want to hear him talk in real life.
I just brought you this list of words and phrases. Could you just say this, please, Morgan, and then I will leave you alone.
I would harness his voice and nail my impression, like, to a T.
James Wan? Who's that? I don't know who that is. James Wan. Is he the guy that did, he's not the Star Trek guy, is he? See the Star Trek guy? He's doing Aquaman, it says. Conjuring 3, Aquaman, The Nun. Oh, he makes a lot of scary movies. The Conjuring 2. Yeah, Furious 7. He did that one. Why do I think he made Star Trek?
That's not him.
I thought the guy who made Star Trek also made Furious 7. My whole life's falling apart right now. So he's like the horror dude. Because he made the OG Saw.
Yeah.
And then he made
Insidious.
The Conjuring and Insidious are both huge
Annabelle,
as well, right?
That's a big one.
Wow. The Nun was scary too, right? Wasn't it supposed to be?
Yeah.
And then he makes Aquaman?
Yeah, that's really weird. I don't understand that.
I mean, he can do it. He made Furious 7, which everyone loved, but like
Furious 7 was the worst one.
It was?
Yeah, that's where they rammed a car through three buildings.
I thought that people love that.
That was stupid.
I thought Furious 7 made. Wasn't that the one without dead man? I drive my Porsche too fast, die. What's his name?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Furious 8 was.
So this one had Paul Walker?
Furious 7 did, yeah.
There's so many of them.
Furious 7 was the last one.
It made $1.5 billion in the.
Wow.
In the box office, man. That's quite a lot of money. I don't know if you know that.
Well, Fast 6 was really good.
Okay.
Fast 7 was kind of ridiculous. I think Fast 6 is the one where they drag a safe behind their cars.
Okay.
And then Fast 7, they upped it to ram...
Justin Lin is who I'm thinking of.
Ramming a car through three buildings.
The Fate of the Furious.
Dude,
Hobbs
and
one.
Shaw also is a thing. That's The Rock and Jason Statham.
Wait, what? They're making a spinoff that's just... Oh, God.
Yep.
And they're also making a Fast and Furious 9 and a Fast and Furious 10.
Of course they are. Dude, it made $1 billion.
Dude, that's insane, man. That's insane. I watched the first one. That was enough for me. I don't know if I've ever watched a Fast and Furious movie.
What's click on Fast and Furious 6. I want to make sure that's the one I'm thinking of.
This one right here?
Yeah.
How do you know?
No, Fast 5's the one with the safe.
Okay.
Fast 6 was a little ridiculous, too.
Rio Heist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Justin Lin did Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Fast Furious 6, Furious 7. No, James Wan did Furious 7. And then Justin Lin's coming back and doing 9 and 10. Dude, this is so confusing.
Yeah.
There's two... Hobbs and Shaw is literally going to be a movie.
Yeah, man. Idris Elba's in this?
Dwayne Johnson's Luke Hobbs, Jason Statham as Deckard Shaw, Vanessa Kirby, Idris Elba as Brixton, an international terrorist leader and criminal mastermind
who's
in conflict with Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? He's like, you know what? I'm really done playing this guy Heimdall in Marvel. I'm going to go star in a movie called Hobbs and Shaw.
This comes out August 2nd of next year.
Yeah, man.
It's 7-8 months away.
I think I saw a screenshot of
we're like days away from a trailer on this movie.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, it's right there.
I don't know if I'm happy about that or disgusted. I don't know.
That's from a set.
It's literally just The Rock running.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy to me, man.
Yeah, Hobbs and Shaw.
Movies blow my mind, dude. I don't know how some movies get made and some movies don't.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Now he's just looking at The Rock's Instagram. So I'm glad you picked The Rock, man. You guys had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, man.
What about Kevin Hart? You want him to show up, too?
Nah, he ain't funny.
I literally have the same phone as Colby, the red iPhone 8. Hmm? That's what you have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Acid says she literally has the same phone of you. You guys are phone twins.
Yeah, we are. Dude, the red's sexy.
It is. I like it. I have an iPhone 6 Plus, and I'll use it till the day it dies.
Well, bam. Oh, God. It's slippery as fucking dick, though.
Well, bam. Oh.
That's one slippery dick, man.
Oh, hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing, brother? It's good to see you. Oh, my God, dude. You know, we only have 20 minutes left of this show, and we haven't talked about anything. You know how many tabs I've got open up there?
It's man, just, we haven't
it's
even
a disgusting
to the
amount. We
shit,
haven't
man.
Talked at all about the air conditioning. Oh.
I need to get to that, even though I don't know what that in the world I have to contribute to an air.
Well, let's just not even do it. Who cares?
Cool.
Let's give up on the $3 billion.
Cool.
They're going to reconvert Space Odyssey into 8K and show it on TV for the first time. Japanese broadcaster NHK says asked Warner Brothers to scan the original film negatives of 2001 A Space Odyssey in 8K for its new channel.
Hmm. Why?
That is a great question. It told
Isn't
me
it
to,
coming back to the theater?
NHK says it's been developing 8K, which it calls super high vision, since 1995. As well as improved picture resolution, broadcast can include 24 channels of audio for immersive sound experiences. It is hoping to broadcast the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games and Paralympic Games using the new 8K format. Television manufacturers, are including Samsung and LG, have announced 8K-capable television sets, but they are still prohibitively expensive for widespread adoption. NHK's new channel, BS8K, will broadcast programs for about 12 hours a day. First program at 10 local time will be an information broadcast highlighting future shows on the channel.
What is this?
It's an 8K television channel in Japan.
That's weird.
It says NHK said it has chosen to broadcast 2001 A Space Odyssey at its launch night so the viewers could enjoy a masterpiece of film history. Although many movies are shot on 35mm film, 2001 A Space Odyssey was shot on 70mm, which was the highest quality available at the time. Warner Brothers was able to scan the original film negatives, repair scratches, and provide an 8K version of the film that captures the power and beauty of the original. Many famous screens become even more vivid. Scenes become even more vivid with the attention of detail. Director Stanley Kubrick expressed explicit images, creating the feeling of really being on a trip in space, allowing the film to be enjoyed for the first time at home.
Hmm.
In March, the channel will broadcast My Fair Lady, starring Audrey Hepburn, which was also shot on 70 millimeter film. That's nuts, dude. Currently, a Samsung 8K television costs about $15,000. Viewers will also need an 8K-capable satellite receiver.
What does it even look like, man?
Sharp produces...
You can't get better than 4K.
You can. It says it's 16 times better.
That doesn't make any sense.
It has super high-definition 8K pictures over 16 times the resolution of 1080p HD. That's what it says.
That doesn't make any sense.
8K is the moment based around... 8K is at the moment, based on watching at the time of broadcast, it said in a statement, we plan to increase the number of chances to watch through rebroadcast. Content has always been crucial for new TV technology to take off. It said the launch of the world's first 8K TV channel is great news, even if it's only in Japan, but realistically, mass market adaptation is a long, long way off. While the likes of Amazon and Netflix have changed charged headfirst to 4K, the BBC is only at the trial stage, and others are still struggling to stream HD, so 8K remains a pipe dream in the UK. Wah, wah. But with TV press, just the 8K resolution screens can improve 4K and even HD pictures. Expect to see plenty more 8K TVs in 2019, even if the content doesn't come so quickly. That is, I feel like 4K...
It's just stop.
Like, if 4K...
Just stop.
If 4K goes away as replaced by 8K right now, 4K is like 3D. It was around for a couple years. A few idiots bought one, the 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you, like, you don't have a 4K TV, so if you wait a couple more years, you go buy a new TV, you get 8K.
Like, it fucking matters, man. They're gonna look the fucking same.
That's just crazy.
They're gonna look the same.
Senator Colby, how do you apply for the 3M thing I actually have an answer for? I have no idea, dude. No idea. Ball and Hobo put a link at the beginning of the show with some guy who had already invented a better air conditioner. Why doesn't he get the $3 million? It's all a lie, man. It's all a lie. Above 4K is useless for viewing unless the screen is enormous.
Yeah, but your eyes don't even see HD. Ugh.
I mean, okay, this is going to be a really stupid question. What do our eyes see at right now? Like, well, at what point?
I saw something about it.
Is the resolution?
It's about 1080, like in the center of your vision. But then the further you go to the like your peripheral,
like,
it goes down to like.
Does it need to be better than our eyes?
No! That's why I'm saying stop! Stop!
I mean,
just fucking stop! All you need to do is create depth without glasses. That's what I want. I want to, like, look into a TV and feel like I'm looking out into a reality.
Well, my Nintendo 3DS does that, man.
What?
It has 3D with no glasses?
Yeah, but it's fucking terrible.
No, it works
really
well.
Hurts your eyes.
No, it works really well.
It hurts your eyes.
It doesn't. The Giants beat the Bears. Sam, I didn't know you cared about American football. It's full of surprises. Full of surprises.
You can just say football.
Your glasses, so I think you're about 480. Dude, if I take my glasses off, I'm at 160p. My whole life is 160p.
Yeah.
Okay?
You look weird without glasses.
Dude, I used to live like this, man. Look at my stupid glassesless face. It is so horrific.
It is odd.
It really will scare children away.
It's been a second. Yeah.
Like, I would put this clip on Instagram, but I'm fairly certain Instagram will remove it due to inappropriate content. I'm going to do the rest of the show this way. I can't read chat, though. Let's see. HDR helps create depth in color to have that effect. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm a big Bears fan. Is that right? You can't stop progress, Colby. Well, that's why HDR is so cool. Our brains can only understand about 10% of what our eyes can see, and we rely on our other senses. Dude, I'm so good at reading blind. Remember I used to drive like this, man?
Yeah, man.
That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrifying, dude.
That's terrifying.
Dude, I can barely read. Seth is struggling, LOL. This used to be my life.
Yeah.
Colby wears glasses at the office. I always wear glasses. We should do a show one time where you wear glasses and I don't. Don't put my glasses on. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's going to hurt my head. Yeah. I'm hungover. That's not going to go well. You look so different.
Look horrific, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm
putting them back on. Yeah, having glasses was great because, one, I could see the world, and, two, I looked less hideous. So it didn't solve all my problems, but it made some improvement. You know, but it's a catch 22 because I couldn't tell how hideous I was before I put my glasses on.
That's so weird to think that you
stop talking. I'm not doing anything to my hair. Oh, not doing anything to my hair.
Just try it, man.
No.
Got gel.
Here's a new show. All right, this is it. We're gonna come back. There's no show on Thursday. Okay, we're gonna come back, and we're gonna do a show on Sunday. okay? And this is what it's going to look like. The rest of the show is going to be this way, and now this show is going to be this way, all right? New show. This is it. This is what you guys get now.
Why, man?
This is a better show.
No.
This is a far superior show. If I need to be seen, I can just, you know, like that. Boom, there I am. People know I'm actually here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you think? I like this new show.
I like Ballin's idea.
Yeah, we make Colby do things. Let's see Seth get a Colby guy. First of all, Colby, you didn't make him do nothing.
They do.
He's fighting. He did. I don't know how we got him to do the Just Dance stream. I don't know how we did that.
Money.
To be honest.
Yeah, what was that even for?
I don't even
episodes?
Know.
It was 100 episodes.
It wasn't for anything.
It was 100 episodes.
It just happened to coincide with our 100th episode.
Yeah, no, that's why I agreed to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fill in the other half, and you're on. Okay, hold on. Who do you want to do a show? You want to do a show with The Rock? Or, yeah. No, here, this is even better. Let's just do this.
Jesus Christ.
Let's do this. This will fix the show.
You're the worst.
Let's see if we can find a specific picture of him, like, talking into a microphone. Let's really get the immersion going here. Here we go. Perfect. All right, save this. We're just going to save this photo here.
Oh, God.
Okay. Save this real quick. It's great because I can't be seen, but you're still on camera. So.
Yeah.
So we're going to put this here. Got to go here. Desktop like that. Okay. Boom. All right. So now we got to do a little bit of surgery here. Okay. We got to take this and move it down to here. All right. Actually, let's put it behind Colby. Okay, there. And then we're going to go ahead and just take this and boop. All right. Perfect. Perfect.
So now you got to be Mark Wahlberg.
Say hello to your mother for me. I'm not going to be Mark Wahlberg. I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be me, and this is Mark Wahlberg's voice. All right, anyone come prove this isn't Mark Wahlberg talking right now. You can't do it.
I mean, yeah, half the screen is like frozen. Twitch, you know, it breaks.
Okay, well, I'll just do this occasionally. Hey, everybody, what's up? It's me, Mark Wahlberg.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I know. This is a really good show, man. Thanks for having me on. I know it says Seth up there. We're gonna get this changed. Just make it the Marky Mark and Colby show. I hope you don't mind that my name comes first, but you know I am kind of a celebrity.
Seth's your middle name, man. No, I get it.
Oh yeah. My name is Mark Seth Wahlberg. That's it. You got it. I forgot that's my mother told me that. Trump. Oh, I gotta find a picture of this.
Trump on with a microphone. Trump radio.
Shut up. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Okay, you wanna? We're gonna bring in our next guest here. It's Donald Trump. Colby, go ahead and fill some time while we get our guest in here. I'm gonna step out the room, and we're a low budget show, so we only have enough for two mics. So I gotta give up my mic and make sure True. Donald gets in here. So I'll be True. Right back.
You're having too much fun with this, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
You're having too much fun. No, now you got to put it over there, and then I'll do Trump. And then you have to talk to Trump.
Yeah, that's what you wish.
Yeah.
That's not how it's going to work.
Why?
Yeah, this is the Donner.
That's a terrible Donald. It's horrible.
Yeah, you tell me I'm horrible, okay? I'm talking right now.
Are you talking?
I'm talking right now.
But you're stopping.
I'm talking right now.
You're not really
Listen,
talking.
Sir, please stop talking over me.
I mean,
sir, please shut up.
I'm trying
sir,
to.
Sir, please stop. Really? Sir.
Trying to
Sir.
Help you. What do you want, Donald?
Sir, would you please stop talking
what
over me?
What do you
me?
Want?
I want to let you know that the water surrounding Puerto
is
Rico.
Is it big?
It's huge.
Is it big?
It's one of the biggest waters I've ever done, ever seen, ever been a part of. I wrote Trump on the ocean once. A whale ate it. I named the whale Trump. Trump whale. It's good. Made the best whales. Ask anybody. They'll tell you about our whales. It's the best whales. Save the whales. Or don't. You know. It depends on how you feel about whales. And if they have oil or, you know, in America.
They do. They do have oil.
They do. Lots of oil. Back in the day, they used to kill whales for oil lamps. You know that?
No. I don't
know how. Donald Trump doesn't know that fact. That's something that Donald Trump doesn't know, but...
You just knew it, though.
They're making fun of your hair. They say your hair kind of looks like my hair in chat. Just chat thing. Tell me about chat. How's it work?
Yeah, people,
do they vote for me?
They don't.
Sir, please stop talking over me.
There's a
sir,
lot
please
of people
stop, sir.
From,
sir, please stop.
From
sir, please stop. Sir, please stop. Sir, please stop.
Here,
sir, please stop.
You're not
sir, please stop. I'm going to build a wall between me and you, sir. So you don't talk over me, sir. Did you know I'm the President of the United States, sir?
No. I really wish you weren't.
Well, I am. Yeah. I heard I got a candidate coming up who's really going to stomp over the competition. He's a horse. You met him?
Yeah.
I heard his theme song. It says, a horse is a horse. Of course, a horse is a horse.
Is that his theme song?
His name is Mr. Horse.
Mr. Horse?
Mr. Horse. He's at a run for office in 2020. I'm really scared.
You should be.
He just mailed me a picture of a stable. He said, you're going to be in here, Trump.
Yeah, he's going to put you in the stable?
He's going to put me in the stable. With my grandma named Mabel. And then she's going to read me a book filled with fables.
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to eat all of our food farm to table.
You got any more rap there, Donald?
Every day that we're able.
Anything else?
Yeah, I no longer pay for cable.
Do you not? You cut the cord?
It's too expensive.
Too expensive.
It's too expensive.
My God.
Sir, you're not filling the time. It's just dead air here.
I'm sorry. I don't got anything to ask you,
why not? I'm the President of the United States. Don't you want to say anything?
No, I pretty much know what I need to know from you.
Do you know?
Yeah, your face is saying all of it right now.
Yeah, is it? You want to see it bigger? You want to see a bigger face? Watch this. I have the power to grow. Hold on. I'm not at full capacity.
Oh, my God.
Pop.
You gotta bring him back over, man. He walked out. There you go.
Yo, man, did you see that? Was some crazy stuff with the Donald, man.
That was crazy. He grew like...
Thanks for handling that for
15
me.
15 feet, man.
Yeah, well, he is a balloon.
Is he a balloon?
I've heard of many people say that Donald Trump is a balloon.
Ah, yes. Quite balloonish.
Yeah, he's balloon.
Hot-headed.
That's what it meant. Does that not mean balloon?
I think
hothead not mean balloon?
I mean, he
sir,
would.
Please stop talking over
God,
me.
God, you're the worst! God, you're the worst! Get out of here, Mark!
This is the stupidest show.
Yeah.
It's a stupid show.
Yeah, that was great. Can't wait to rewatch that.
Oh, that's one of the best of material. Let's just end on that, okay? Yeah.
That's probably best.
All right, guys. Hey, how you doing out there? What's the name of this show? Yeah, Seth and Colby.
Seth, yeah, you're back, man.
Where's that at?
It's right there at the bottom. Right there.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Got it. Oh, sorry. This is the Halloween Spooks People Christmas song. I didn't mean to click this.
You know what I said? You were the worst earlier.
Jason. Okay, here's what we didn't get to today on the show, man. All right, here's what we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about Daredevil getting canceled and none of them going to Disney Plus. We didn't really talk about the air conditioning thing. We didn't talk about Minecraft story mode coming to Netflix and people being able to, like, vote on their remotes how the story's going to go.
That's stupid.
We didn't talk about Derrick Rose has now passed Steph Curry to lead all guards in NBA three-point shooting, which is kind of crazy, honestly. What? Didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about Elon Musk adding video games to the Tesla 3. We did talk about Canadian promises. We did talk about Tagalong. We did a lot of... We talked about Schlarty. Look at all these tabs I have. We shopped for desks today.
Yeah.
This is what we did, guys. Oh, what a dumb show. Guys, thank you so much for watching. We really do appreciate it. Just as a reminder, we will not be here on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I will be at twitch.tv/zswigs watching the Game Awards. If you want to come over there and hit your Prime sub buttons, we'll be there. We're going to be watching the Game Awards and all the announcements. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be hosted right here on this channel, though. So if you happen to be here
the
for
worst.
The show on Thursday, you'll still see my face.
Yeah, be the worst.
But he won't be here.
because he's too angry.
I'll be in chat.
He's too angry. But so no show on Thursday. We will be back Sunday. Same time, same place, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European time. All the links are there. Twitter.com, Facebook.com, Instagram.com, Reddit.com/SethandColby. They're all there. You can get all the iTunes links, the Spotify, the Google Play. And the Stitcher links are at SethandColby.com. You can buy merch at RapidTeeth.live/SethandColby. And join the Discord if you're watching later. The most important thing you can do, though, is give us your money. That sub to the show, especially important. If you're an audio listener and you just freeload and take and do nothing.
Take
you don't participate
take.
In the show.
Just take.
You just take, take, take. Mm. All right? Come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit follow. We're almost at 200 followers. At 200
Bring
followers, Colby
given.
Said he's going to take his shirt off. And he's going to mail it to a lucky listener. So at 200 followers, you got that to look forward to.
Nope.
And also, hit the sub button. $5 a month. It does support the show. If you have Amazon Prime, it's totally free. If you're listening on audio and you're not using, and you have Amazon Prime, which I know you do, and you're not using it on Twitch, which I know you're not because you're an audio listener, come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. It takes 30 seconds. Click sub for free. It really does help. It truly does. And guys, thank you for watching today. We really appreciate it. We will see you next Sunday.
Thanks,
or on the Discord and the Twitter and all that stuff, guys. Thanks for hanging out. We love you.
Love
Have
y'all.
A great one. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.